Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
not finished yet
Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Ram Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare
Jai Shri Krishna, Jai Kanya. Thank you. Come on.
శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ అభయ చరణారవింద భక్తివేదాంత గోస్వామి మహారాజ్ శీల ప్రభుపాదికి జయం. నిత్రిలా ప్రవిష్టం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరిబ్రజగాచార్య అష్టోత్తర శత శ్రీ శ్రీమాన్ భక్త సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి మహారాజ్ శీల ప్రభుపాదికి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ బృందకి, నామాచార్య శ్రీ హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి, ప్రేమ సహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్త బృందకి, శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోప గోవినాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరి గోవర్ధానికి, బృందావన్ ధామ్కి, మాయపూర్ ధామ్కి, మధురపురి ధామ్కి, జగన్నాథ్పురి ధామ్కి, ద్వారకాపురి ధామ్కి, గంగమాయికి, యమునమాయికి, తులసిదేవికి, భక్తిదేవికి, సామవేద భక్త బృందకి గౌర ప్రేమ. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Namah Om Shubhadaya Krishna Prasaya Bhudale Shri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Dinamini. Namaste Sarasudevam Gauravani Pracharine Narvishesha Shunyavari Parshati Deshadharine. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Samsara Sagare Magnam Dinam Mam Karunanidhe కర్మగ్రాహ్య గృహీతాంగం మాముద్ధర భవార్ణవాల్. శ్రీమద్ భాగవదాఖ్యోయం ప్రత్యక్ష కృష్ణమే వహి శ్రీకృతోసి మయా నాథ ముక్త్యర్థం భవ సాగరే. మనోరథే మదీయోయం సఫలా సర్వదా త్వయా నిర్విఘ్నేనైవ కర్తవ్యం దాసోహం తవ కేశవ. భవే భవే యథా భక్తి పాదయోర్ సమజాయతే తథా కురుష్వ దేవేశ నాథస్త్వం నో యద ప్రభో. నామ సంకీర్తనం యస్య సర్వ పాప ప్రణాశనం ప్రణామో దుఃఖ శమనం తం నమామి హరిం పరం. జన్మాద్యస్య యతోన్వయాదితరదస్ చార్తేషు అభిజ్ఞస్వరాన్ తేనే బ్రహ్మ హృద య ఆది కవయే ముహ్యందియల్ సూరయః. తేజో వారి మృదం యథా వినిమయో యత్ర త్రిసర్గో మృష నామ్నా స్వేన సదా నిరస్త కుహకం సత్యం పరం ధీమహి. ధర్మ ప్రోజ్జిత కైదవోత్ర పరమో నిర్మత్సరాణాం సతాం వేద్యం వాస్తవం అత్ర వస్తు శివదం తావత్రయోన్మూలనం. శ్రీమద్భాగవదే మహాముని కృతే కిం వా వరే ఈశ్వర సద్యో హృద్యవరుధ్యదేత్ర కృతిభిః శుశ్రూషుభిః తక్షణాల్. నిగమకల్పతరోర్గలితం ఫలం శుకముఖాదమృతద్రవ సంయుతం పిబదా భాగవతం రసమాలయం ముహురహోరసిగా భువి భావుకాః. సచ్చిదానందరూపాయ విశ్వోల్పత్యాదిహేతవే తావత్రయ వినాశాయ శ్రీకృష్ణాయ వయం నమః. యం ప్రవ్రజందం అనుభేదం అభేదకృత్యం ద్వైపాయనో విరహకాతరమాజ్జుహావ పుత్రేది తన్మయదయత్తరవోభినేదు తం సర్వభూతహృదయం మునిం ఆనదోస్మి. యస్వానుభావమఖిల శ్రుతిసారమేకం అధ్యాత్మదీపం అతిథితీర్షదాం తమోంధం సంసారినాం కరుణయాః పురాణగుహ్యం తం వ్యాససూనుం ఉపయామి గురుం మునీనాం. నారాయణం నమస్కృత్య నరం చైవ నరోత్తమం దేవీం సరస్వతీం వ్యాసం తతో జయం ఉదీరయేల్. కమనీయ కిశోరముగ్ధమూర్తే కలవేణు కొణిదాదృదానందోః మమ వాజి విజృంభదా మురారే మధురిన్న కణికాభి కాపి కాపి. నమా ఓం విష్ణుపదాయ కృష్ణ ప్రస్థాయ భూతలే శ్రీమదే భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామిన్ ఇది నామినే. నమస్తే సరస్వతి దేవిం ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണേ നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യ ദേശധാരിണേ ശ്രീമൽ ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജ സ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശ യാസാം ഹരികതോ ഗീതം പുനാദി ഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിത ചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദഗീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായം അതിസുന്ദര മന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശ മനിഷം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണം ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യ പരം ബ്രഹ്മ ഭാസതാം പുരതോ മം മൂകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ഓം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമഃ ശ്രീമതി രാധികായേ നമഃ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ Last Sunday we were reading from the Shrimad Bhagavatam 10th canto chapter 84 so we were discussing about the sacrifice that was performed in Samanda Panchakam by Vasudeva and Devaki on request from the great sages who have assembled there and the purpose of this sacrifice was to pay the debt what the sages felt Vasudeva and Devaki had for the demigods or the devakatam as it is mentioned there as I mentioned before there are three debts in the human life according to the shastram one is the debt towards the demigods other ones towards the forefathers and the third one towards the sages and these three things one should pay off in one's life before one leaves his body that is the Vedic conclusion so normally the debt towards the sages is paid off by studying the shastram because they have given us this valuable knowledge in life namely all the Vedic literature particularly the Upanishads the Puranas and also Mahabharatam Ramayanam Shrimad Bhagavatam they are all valuable literature which the great sages have given us for our benefit so that in human life one can benefit from that by studying those literature and utilize it for attaining the final highest goal of human life that is to go back home back to Krishna so because the sages have given us this great Vedic literature we owe them a debt everything we take from this world we owe someone the debt for that so that debt is repaid sages are not expecting us to pay any royalty for anything what they have given us all they are asking us to study that and be respectful to those literature respectful to that literature so you will see that the Vedic literature expects the human society to comply with it and to translate the knowledge in the Vedic literature to one's own life that way one gets an opportunity to advance on the spiritual path so because of that the sages debt is paid back by studying the scriptures by studying the shastram and by studying the shastram one gets a higher understanding of life and also an opportunity to develop Krishna consciousness in human life otherwise one is not considered even to be human being so because of that the Vedic literatures are spoken in such a way to elevate a person spiritually from the animal's level to human level and eventually back to the spiritual world so that is the goal of all the Vedic literature So similarly, the debt towards the forefathers are paid off by performing the Shraddha ceremony and all the other associated ceremonies along with that. But towards the demigods, whom we owe a lot, because demigods provide us the necessities of life in this world for our maintenance. And when we do not repay that, then also we have to suffer from that. And that is also mentioned in the Shastras in different ways. Actually, it is difficult to pinpoint why one particular thing has happening in this world. But often, Srila Prabhupada used to mention that sacrifices are necessary in this world. It is the sacrifices that keeps the human society able to survive in this planet. And for that reason, different kinds of sacrifices, and particularly in the age of Kali, the Sankirtanam sacrifice is the most appropriate because of our inability to perform any other sacrifices. Chanting the holy names of Krishna is the most appropriate sacrifice to pay our debts towards the demigods. So anyway, Vasudeva and Devaki has decided to perform this sacrifice, and we have seen what all happened in that sacrifice. We were discussing there. We will continue that and see what happens at the sacrifice. Verse 50, chapter 84. Tada Ramascha Krishnascha Svaisvair Bandurbhiran Vidaha Rejadu Rejadu Sasudair Dairir Jivesho Suvipo Divim. Then Vasudeva and Balaram and Krishna was there on the scene, fully dressed and with their weapons, everything, along with their relatives and their sons and their wives. Ijani yajnam vidhanam agnihotradi lakshane pragrader pragrader yajne drivyajnana kriyeshwaram. That all the knowledge about the sacrifices, who has it? Krishna has the knowledge of all the sacrifices. And Krishna is worshipped through all these sacrifices. So by the very presence of Krishna in that sacrifice, everything was going on very well. And everyone worshipped Krishna through the proper mantras, by chanting the proper mantra, and also Agnihotradi and all the other associated sacrifices along with that. Athar tvibhyo dadat kale yathamnadam sadakshina sulangradebhyo langratya gopo kanya mahadhanaha. When the sacrifice was over, Vasudev has brought several cows fully decorated and along with other girls and land all as dakshina to the brahmanas who are performing the sacrifice or the ritviks. So generally in the sacrifices you have four important personalities: Brahman, Ritvik, Adhuryam and Hotav. They are the four people. Out of them, the four of them is led by Brahman. So Brahman and they sit on the four sides of the sacrificial arena while the mantras are chanted and the ghee and other objects, articles are poured into the fire. The Yajamanan or the Vasudeva and Devaki, Yajnapatni, they just have to sit. They be present there, that is all. They have no responsibility to do anything. So, the proper performing of the sacrifices is the responsibility of these four personalities. Patni samyaja vabhrate charitvade maharshaya sasnura mahadevi praya yajamana purasara. Then, ultimately, after that, there is a system known as avabhradasnanam. Avabhradasnanam means, when a sacrifice is over, the Yajamanam, Yajamanan and Yajnavatni, that means the person who performed the sacrifice and the Yajnavatni, his wife, along with the four personalities who are helping in the sacrifice, they all go to a holy river to bathe and somewhere, and they bathe and then they come back. That is known as Avabhradasnanam. Avabhradasnanam means it's the conclusion of the sacrifice. Snado alangaravasam sivani bhyodal tadasriya tadasalangradovarna ashwabhyone nebujayal. Then after bathing, Vasudev and his wives, and he also, they gave a lot of jewelry in charity to the Brahmanas who were present there. Not only to the Brahmanas, all the others who are present from the other Kshatriyas, Vaishyas and Shudras also. And even, it says here, even the other animals were fed properly and pleased them. Bandhu unsadaya ansasudaya paribarhena bhuya sa vidarbha gosala kurun kashiyega esran jayan sadasyartik vasiraganan nubhidhita pitracharanan shrinigeta manujnapyam shamsanda prayukradum. Then the kings who were all relatives to them from Vidarbha, Kosala, Kuru, Kashi, Kekaya, and Sanjaya, and all these kings, their wives and their children, and all the other who have come there, Brahmanas, demigods, forefathers, Charanas, and other personalities, they were all given proper gifts by Vasudeva and Devaki. And all of them, when the sacrifice was over, they bid farewell to Krishna and Vasudev, and glorifying Krishna and Vasudev, they went back to their own respective places. Dhritarashtra Nijapato, Bhishmodrona Pradhayamo, Narado Bhagavan Vyasa, Sukhral Sambandhi Bandhava, Bandhu in Parishad Jayidun, Sahuradal, Klinna Chedasa, Eur Virahakrachena, Sodesham, Shaparejanam. That specifically some names are mentioned here who have gone back from that place after the sacrifice. Who are they? Dhritarashtra is mentioned. Vidura is mentioned. Dharmaputra, Bhima, Arjuna, Kunti, Nakula and Sahadeva. Sridharada Maharshi, Vedavyasa Maharshi, all the friends and relatives. And they all embraced the Yadavas and they have been feeling highly grateful to Krishna for giving this opportunity to come together and once for all to discuss about Krishna. And when they were leaving, tears were coming from their eyes, and looking for another opportunity to come together. Nandasu sahagobale brahatya pujaya archida Krishna Rama Agrasena Dev Nevalsil Bandhu Valsalam. Nanda Maharajan and cowherd men who have come from Vrindavanam, that they were also there. Krishna, Nanda Maharaj and Balaram, Ugrasena, they all stayed together. Vasudeva Anjaso Thirya Manorata Maharnavam Suhruddada Pridamana Nanda Mahagare Sprishan. That Krishna was, Nanda Maharaj, because of his attachment to Krishna and Balaram, whenever he wanted to leave, Vasudeva will tell him, don't leave today, go tomorrow. And he kept extending this day after day. Every day, Vasudeva will say to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi, that you can stay for another day and continue to extend the stay of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. And they were also enjoyed that in that way they spent 3 months there. Tadakka mai puri mana samraja sahabandhava paradhya pranakshau manana arkhya parijaj nana anarkhya parichadai vasudevugrasena abhyam krishna uddhava bala adibi dattamada ayaparivarkham yapidoya dhivriyayam. Then something else happened, that when this sacrifice was all almost over, Vasudeva and Devaki suddenly felt a sudden feeling came to their heart that they have done something wrong. And it was a great guilty consciousness in Vasudeva's mind. What was that? Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda had come from Vrindavanam with gopis and all the cowherd men. They had come there. Vasudeva started feeling that I have done a great offense to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. What was that? That Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda were coming to Samanda Panchakam after a very, very long time. And Vasudeva and Devaki felt that they brought up Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavanam. Krishna and Balaram were brought up by Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. And Vasudeva started thinking now that what have I done? I have taken this glorious position in this sacrifice, and everyone is coming and appreciating me, that I am being the father of Krishna and Balaram, that I am very fortunate, and all due to the opulences, what has happened in Dwaraka because of Krishna's presence, and all the power what Ugrasena had in Dwaraka, all these things have gone into my head. And the result is that I was not sufficiently respectful to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. So this guilty consciousness, or sort of guilty consciousness you can say, a feeling of committing an offense happened in Vasudeva's mind. So Vasudeva, without caring for anything else, immediately stopped everything and went up to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda and started speaking to him. Started saying to him that without this, how, without you, how this all could have happened. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda has brought up Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavanam during their childhood. And not only that, they looked after them so nicely. So well, Krishna and Balaram were looked after in Vrindavanam that we did not get that. We couldn't even do that, what Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda has done to Krishna. And that is the kind of love what they had for Krishna. And in return, they were not expecting anything. They still had come to see their beloved son. Krishna and Balaram, they just wanted to see them, for which they had come all the way to Seventh Panchakam. So seeing Nanda Maharaj in Yashoda's mind, Vasudev, he openly apologized to everyone there for his being arrogant. Arrogant means not totally arrogant, but not being respectful or not being presenting Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda's position as superior to him. So Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, when they heard, they did not say anything about it. They were just enjoying the association of Krishna and Balaram. They did not want anything else. Apyaya sadi govinda sagujana sagudikshidam tarhidrakshyama dadvatram sunasam susmidekshanam. This is what Nanda Maharaj said. We have nothing else we want from here. All we want is just want to see Krishna and Balaram happily living somewhere. Simply by seeing that face of lotus feet of Krishna, Krishna's smile and Krishna's eyes, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda were fully satisfied. They were not looking for anything else from there. And that kind of love Vasudeva and Devaki did not feel towards Krishna. That one Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda were feeling, without expecting anything from Krishna and Balaram, their love were flowing freely towards them. And because of that love they had come, that is the purity of the love of Vrindavanam. That love, Vasudeva and Devaki said, that they did not feel towards Krishna. Apyaya sadi govinda sojanan sakrati ekshidam tarhi drachyami tadvatram sunasam susmidekshanam. Susmidekshanam, that Krishna's way of looking at and smiling, that was enough for Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. When Vasudeva and Devaki started paying all their respects to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda and started glorifying Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, immediately everyone else who were present there in that assembly, they turned their head towards Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. Up to that time, they also did not take notice of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. They were thinking that everything is coming from Vasudeva and Devaki. Vasudeva and Devaki and Ugrasena, they were the key attraction in there, because they were performing the sacrifice. And Krishna was known as their son to all the other people who were present there. They did not probably sufficiently know about how Krishna's appearance in Vrindavanam, in Gokulam, and later on in how Vrindavanam he grew up. So many people who were present there, they had no knowledge of Krishna's childhood enough. So Vasudeva and Devaki felt at this moment that everyone should know who is actually Krishna's parents are. So Vasudeva and Devaki says there that we are not actually Krishna's parents. Actually, who got the opportunity to bring up Krishna and Balaram? Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda got the opportunity to bring them up. So actually, everything goes to them. All the credit goes to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. In this way, when Vasudeva and Devaki started speaking like that, especially Vasudeva, when he started speaking like that, everyone turned their attention to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. And all of them started coming to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. And do you know what they said to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda? The people who came to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda started saying to them that with these hands you have looked after Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavanam in their childhood. Please put that hands on our head and give us your mercy. And bless us also in the same way like you did. Because these hands are very special. Nanda Maharaj's hands and Yashoda Devi's hands are very special. Please give us that mercy, because those hands are very special. They had the opportunity to bring up Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavanam. Saying this, everyone turns to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. And Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda were actually not expecting all these things. They had just come to see Krishna and Balaram. They just wanted to see them. That's all. And apyaya sadi govinda sujanan sakradikshinam tarhidrakshyamatadvatram sunasam susmidekshanam. That Krishna's smile, Krishna's face, that's all Nanda Maharaj wanted to see. Nothing else. He didn't want anything. He just wanted to see and enjoy that. That Nanda Maharaj, memories came back to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, the days they spent in Vrindavanam with Krishna and Balaram. Years have gone since then. And so many years, they were away from Krishna. And now Krishna has grown up. He has got his children, grandchildren. He has become so big. But still, that memories of Vrindavanam has not gone away from Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. So you can imagine the love they had in their heart. And that thoughts of the childhood pastimes of Krishna were coming back to their heart once again. And it was so full, their love started flowing very freely. Immediately, Yashoda Devi started calling Krishna and Balaram, and she started shedding tears, remembering those days in Vrindavanam. When Yashoda Devi spoke like this, by now Krishna brought a lot of gifts to Yashoda Devi. What kind of gifts? A lot of saris, a lot of jewelry, everything. Yashoda Devi is saying to Krishna, why are you bringing all these things to me? Now what do I need all this for? You should have seen Krishna's answer at that time. Krishna says, when I was a little boy, do you remember? Krishna says to Yashoda, that I used to take out all your saris and tear them off and use it as my kaubeen many times. I have done all that things. This is all in return for that, he says to Krishna, says to Yashoda Devi. Yashoda Devi says to Krishna, my dear son, I don't need any of these things. It is simply by seeing you alone, I am satisfied. Nothing more than that I require. So that love of Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj is coming in this chapter again as an indication that how higher that love of the Vrindavanam is. Gopi's love for Krishna. And along with the same time, at the same time, all the gopis in Vrindavanam also were enjoying the association of Krishna. Apyayasati Govinda Svajanan Sakriti Kshidam Tarhi Drekshvamat Advatram Sunasam Susmiden Kshanam. That in this way, that their only prayer was this, that we have nothing, we don't need anything from Krishna, but we have one desire in our heart. And what has happened was, Manaso vrtayo nasyu Krishna padambuja ashrayaham. Krishna padambuja ashrayam. That means always to be under the shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. This is what Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj said at that point. It doesn't matter to us. Krishna may not be staying with us. Let Krishna stay in Dwaraka. Let him be the king or emperor or whoever it is, and let him carry on with his life, with the 16,108 wives, children, grandchildren, everything. Let that go on. We have nothing to do about, we have nothing to say about that. But all we want is, wherever we are, manaso vrtayo nasyu Krishna pada ambuja ashrayaham, that all the time our heart should be filled by Krishna's lotus feet. That feet, we shouldn't forget it. This was the only prayer which Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj prayed to Krishna and Balaram at that time. There was, Krishna looked at their heart. It was so clean. Absolutely no material desire except only one desire, to have Krishna's lotus feet in their heart all the time. So from there you can see that the superiority of the devotion of the gopis compared to anyone else. No one else had that feeling like Krishna, like the gopis had for Krishna. So all these things were going on, and at the end you will find in that chapter that it has time has come for Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda to leave along with the gopis back to Vrindavanam. So while going back, Sri Shukan says in a very nice way about their departure. They all embraced Krishna and Balaram and were bidding farewell from them. So when they were going back, they all lost one thing. So Deva Swami says there, they lost one thing and they forgot to take it with them. That's how he puts it. What have they forgotten? All the gopis forgotten, Nanda Maharaj forgotten, Yashoda Devi also is forgotten. They forgot to take their one thing with them. What was that? Their mind. They left their mind there with Krishna's lotus feet. So that's what he says here. Vasudev Ugrasena Abhyam Krishna Uddhava Baladibi Datta Madaya Parivarham Yabido Yadubiryayom. That Nanda Maharaj is leaving with at that time. Nando Gopascha Gopyascha ഗോവിന്ദ ചരണാം ഭുജി മനക്ഷിപ്തം പുനർഹർത്തും അനീഷാ മധുരം യയൂം. That is the word you can see. Mando govascha gopyascha. Nanda Maharaj, the gopis and the gopas. Govinda charanam bhuje manakshiptam. They left their mind at Krishna's lotus feet. That is how they left that place. In other words, the only thought they had in their heart was about remembrance of Krishna. Krishna's lotus feet was what was in their heart when they left that place. Punarhartam. Anisham punarhartum anisham madhuram yayom. That they had no other prayers in their heart. All the time only desire was to love Krishna without any reservation, continuously able to remember and love Krishna. This was the only prayers the gopis had. As earlier we saw there before, ahushyade nalinanabha padaravindam ഗേഹം ജുഷാമ വിമനസ് ഉദിയാൽ സദാനാം. ഗോപി സേസ് ടു കൃഷ്ണ ദാറ്റ് വി വിൽ ഗോ ബാക്ക് ടു വൃന്ദാവനം ആൻഡ് വിൽ കണ്ടിന്യൂ വിത്ത് അവർ ലൈഫ് ദയർ. വി ഡു നോട്ട് മൈൻഡ് ദാറ്റ്. And maybe when we leave this body, we do not know where we will take birth again. Gopis are saying this, that we don't know where our next life will be. But we are not concerned about that so much. We are not worried about it. Because, ahushchade nalinana bhavadaravindam. When Krishna asked what was their desire, the answer was, in whatever circumstances, under whatever conditions we accept, whatever kind of body, whatever species we take birth, it doesn't matter. But as long as, ahushchade nalinana bhavadaravindam, as long as those two lotus feet of Krishna is within our heart, യോഗേശ്വരൈ അപി വിചിന്യ മഗാധ ബോധൈ. That great yogis and sages are trying to meditate to get a glimpse of that lotus feet in their heart. Gopis know about this. സംസാരകൂപ പതിതോത്തരണാവലംബം. One who has fallen into this samsara, material existence, those two lotus feet alone is the shelter. That's what the gopis have said. സംസാരകൂപ പതിതോത്തരണാവലംബം ഗേഹം ജുഷാമവി മനസ്തുതിയാൽ സദാനാം. That let this be the all the time, whenever we fall into a difficult situation in our life, whatever may be the situation, let these Krishna's two lotus feet again come up in our heart all the time. And you can see that they were talking more about Krishna's childhood rather than any other time in their life, because that is what has made that gopis to advance spiritually. They have gone there. Their advancement in spiritual life was that association they had with Krishna during Krishna's childhood in Vrindavanam. So gopis have remembered that so strongly that when they were living, these thoughts were going through their mind very much.
Bandushu pradiyadeshu Krishnaya Krishna Devadaha Viksha Pravashamasanam Yair Dwaravadim Punam.
Then when they have gone back, Krishna and others, all the Vrishnis and Yadavas, they have realized that the rainy season had come and they have gone back to Dwaraka.
Jane Bhagalayan Jakuru Yadudeva Mahol Savam Yadasil Tirthayatrayam Sukhril Sandarshana Adhyam.
In that pilgrimage, what they have done, Ugrasena Maharaj also, and others who are present there, they came back and started talking about it to all other people who are present in Dwaraka. And Ugrasena, when Vasudeva and Devaki were praising Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, at that time, Ugrasena also came to his senses. He started saying, Kamsa has locked me up in the prison. And who took me out from the prison and put me on the throne? Krishna has done this. So along with Vasudeva, Ugrasena also started speaking about how much they owe to Krishna and Balaram, and for all the protection and shelter Krishna has offered to them. And along with Vasudeva and Devaki, Ugrasena also felt a lot of gratitude to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi for bringing up Krishna and Balaram in Vrindavanam. But Krishna and Balaram has not forgotten Vrindavanam. But more than that, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda never forgot the childhood days of Krishna in Vrindavanam, which is the very core of Srimad Bhagavatam's 10th canto.
ശ്രീ ബാദരായനിരുവാചാം അധൈകതാത്മജോ പ്രാപ്തോ കൃതപാദാഭിവന്ദനോ വസുദേവഭിനന്ദ്യാഹ പ്രീത്യാ സംഘർഷണാച്യുതാം.
ഇൻ ദിസ് ചാപ്റ്റർ 85, വാസുദേവൻ ദേവകി, എ സ്പെഷ്യൽ പാസ്റ്റ് ടൈം ഓഫ് വാസുദേവൻ ദേവകി വിത്ത് കൃഷ്ണൻ ബലരാം.
that this is this pastime is particularly shown to show Krishna's special position, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is what is shown with this pastime. You will find the completeness of Krishna. In other words, many times people think that Krishna is like anybody else, other appearances like other demigods, for example, they categorize Krishna as one among them. But in order to show, Badarayana Rivaja, Sukadeva Goswami is saying here that Krishna is not like any other incarnation. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So in order to show that, this particular pastime is mentioned in the Bhagavatam. Sri Shuka Vaja, that one day when they came back after this pilgrimage, Balaram, Krishna and all were present there. And one evening Krishna went to have dinner together with Vasudeva and Devaki. And it was then that this conversation happened. Vasudeva very happily spoken to them. Muninam Savajashrutva Putrayordhama Sujagam Tadviri Jada Vishramba Parishya Bhavashada. Then during the pilgrimage, the sages have spoken to Vasudeva and Devaki about Krishna and Balaram, who they are. Up to that time they were thinking it's our beloved children. But now Vasudeva and Devaki had a different understanding. Then and also hearing about the capabilities of Krishna and Balaram, they were getting more and more absorbed in the thoughts of Krishna and Balaram, which Krishna wanted. Krishna Krishna Mahayogin Sangarshana Sanatana Jane Vamasayal Sachal Pradhana Purushauparem. Now Vasudeva is addressing Krishna. Krishna Krishna Mahayogin Sangarshana Sanatana. The special way Krishna and Balaram has been addressed by Vasudeva in this verses, that I now realize both of you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead who have come down here. Yatra yena yado yase yasme yadi yadi yada yatha syadidam bhagavan sachal pradhana purusheshwaram yadannanavidam visham atmasrishtam dhokshaja atmananu pravishyalpan prano jivo bhivarshajam pranadinam vishyasajam shaktayoya parasyada paradandriyal vaisadrishyal dvayoschefteiva jeshtadam. In these verses, Vasudeva is glorifying Krishna in a very knowledgeable way, with Vasudeva's realization in relationship with the creation and also the three modes of material nature, and establishing that Krishna and Balaram Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and glorifying both of them in that way. When Krishna was hearing all this, Krishna understood that the purpose of going for the pilgrimage had worked. In other words, Vasudeva and Devaki up to now, they have not spoken like this. But now they have also started realizing the Yuvavam Putra Bhavena, Brahma Bhavena Chasakal. Up to that time, they were thinking that Putra Bhavena, as their son, they worshipped Krishna, they looked after Krishna. But now, Brahma Bhavena Chasakal, now they started seeing Krishna, that that they are the Supreme Personalities. And tarpanam prananam avam devatvam tascha tadrasa ojasaho balam cheshta gedirvayostaveshwaram dishantvam avakashosi dishakam spodamashraya nadovarnastam avangaramakritinam pradakritim indriyam tindriyanam tvam devascha tadanugraha avabhodo bhavan buddhir jivasya anuspradisatim bhutanamasi bhutadi indriyanam jatejasa vaikarigo vikalpanam pradhanamanishayinam Nashvareshu Habaveshu Tadasitvamanashvaram Yadha Dravya Vikareshu Dravya Matram Nirubidam Sattvam Rajasthamaydi Gunastad Duttayashchaya Tvayadha Brahmanivare Kalpida Yogamayaya Tasmadna Sandhyavi Bhava Yarkhitvay Vikalpida Tvam Jameshu Vikareshu Anyada Vyavahariga Guna Pravahamedasvin Abhudastvakila Alpana Garim Sushmam Abhodena Samsarandiha Karmabhi Yadar Chayanradam Prapya Sugalpamihadurlabham Swarte Pramatasivayogadam Twam Tunmaya Yeshwaram Asavaham Malay Mamayvede Dehe Chasinvayadishu Snehamasher Nibadnadi Bhavan Sarvamidam Jagal. And in that process, Vasudeva is mentioning about the influence of Maya, that how Maya controls every living being in this world. Often we think that we are independent, we have no other influence on us, but unfortunately all of us are subjected to the influence of Maya, the three modes of material nature. And Yuvamnana Sudau Sachal Pradhana Purusha Eshwaro Bhubara Chatrachamana Avadirna Yata Tatatham. Then Dattegados Miranamadhyamada Aravindam Abanna Samsadhimaya Abaham Arthabandho Eta Avadala Maravindriyala Alasena Martyal Padriktoivare Yada Vatya Buddhim Sudhi Grahenan Jagadamava Anajona Samjatnyayitya Niyugam Nijarma Guptyai Nanadhanur Gaganavad Dizalad Jahasi Koveda Bhumnam Urugaya Vibhudimayam Shri Shugavajam Agar Netam Vidurvakyam Bhagavan Satudar Shava Pratyaha Prashraya Namra Prahasan Shlashnaya Giram. Then when Krishna heard all this glorification from Vasudeva and Devaki, then Krishna paid his obeisances to them at that time. And smilingly, Krishna spoke in a very soft tone to them. Shri Bhagavanu Vajam Vajo Vasama Vedartam Tataida Duban Mahe Yannaputran Samudesha Tatvagramamuda Ahridam. That whatever you have spoken about us, Krishna says there to Vasudeva and Devaki, whatever you have spoken about us, that I believe is true. He says, Aham Yuyamasa Vayam Image Dwara Gaugasa Sarvo Bhivam Yadu Shreshta Vimrushya Sajarajaram. Then up to this point you have thought about us as your children, but from now on you should see everyone in Dwaraka as nothing but the expansions of me. That, in other words, are the part and parcels of Krishna. In that way you should be able to see them. Atma Hyega Swayam Jyotir Nityo Nyo Narguno Gunai Atma Srishtai Salkradeshu Bhudeshu Bhakadeyade Gham Vayur Jyotira Bhobul Talkradeshu Yatha Ashayam Avistaro Alpabhu Virego Nana Tomyatya Savabhim. Shri Shugavaja Evam Bhagavada Rajan Masudevuda Ahrada Shutva Vinashanadil Stushnim Paidamanama Bhul. Then Vasudev has, by hearing from Krishna and by hearing from the sages, Vasudeva has lost that duality in this world and started seeing the absolute truth, Krishna as the living entities as the part and parcels of Krishna. This realization has come to Vasudeva. Atha tatra guru shreshta devaki sarva devada shrutva nidam guru putram atmajabhyam suvismidaha. That while this conversation was going on, Devaki Devi was thinking in her mind that I heard that at one time you went somewhere and brought back your spiritual master's son and given them back to the spiritual Sandimani Muni. I heard like this, Devaki Devi says there, and was very much surprised about this. Krishna Rama Samashravya Putran Kamsavihim Siddhan Smarandi Kramanam Braha Vaiklavya Ashrulo Chanaha. That all this time, one thing is that Devaki and Vasudev did not get the opportunity to bring up Krishna and Balaram. That good fortune Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda had. Apart from that, Devaki Devi was also carrying the distress of her children, all the six brothers of Vasudev and Krishna and Balaram, who were killed by Kamsa. And that thoughts came back to Devaki's heart. Devaki Vaja Rama Rama Aprameyatman Krishna Yogeshwara Eshwara Vedahamvam Viswasajam Ishwaravadi Purushavam. Devaki says to Krishna that both of you, we understand that we are not human beings and you are the controllers of the whole creation. Kala vidvasta satvanam rajya mucha astravartinam bhumir bharayamananam avadirna unchayayavim. Then you have descended to this world only to relieve the burden of the earth. Esyam sham sham shabagena vishwalpatileyo daya bhavandigila vishwalma astvam tu advyaham gadim gadaham. That supreme personality, you are, both of you are the supreme personality, and maya is under your control, and the three modes of material nature is also under your control. I take your shelter. Devaki Devi says like this. And then she reminded them, Chiran Mrudasudadena Gurunagila Chodidau Aninyadu Pidurstana Angurave Gurudakshinam. I hear like this before, that the son of your spiritual master who died long ago, you have brought him back from the Yama's world and brought him back and gave it as the Gurudakshina to Sandimani Muni. Tathame Guridam Kamam Yuam Yogeshare Ishwara Bhojanajahadan Putran Kamaye Drishtumahradan. Then Lord Shiva and others also, you are controlling them And similarly, you have filled their desires in many instances. Why don't you fulfill my desire as well? I am remembering about my children who died long ago, and I have never had an opportunity. Kamsa had killed them. Can you bring them back and show them to me? Devaki put this question to Balaram and Krishna. Krishna's answer was, Krishna says, if possible, we'll bring them here when we come for the breakfast tomorrow morning. Otherwise, if not, latest by tomorrow evening, they'll be with us when we bring them back. And you can imagine any mother could say to the son like this, that my sons who had died years ago, about 40, 50 years have gone, perhaps more than that by now, and Devaki wants to see them, those children who have died at that time. And Krishna says to them that I shall bring them back and show them to you. If I can do that, tomorrow morning for breakfast I'll bring them with me. If not, by evening definitely they'll be here. And then the words from here on, evam samchodido mantra ramakrishnascha bharada sutalam samvishadur yogamaya mupashridam, that as soon as Krishna knew where they were, where these his brothers, they were his brothers, elder brothers, weren't they? So Krishna says, we know where they are. Krishna says to Balaram, let's go to Sutalam. Sutalam is the planet where Mahabali was present. So he wanted to also see Mahabali at that time. So Krishna took this opportunity to go to see to Sutalam. Tasmin pravishtam upalabhyata ityaral vishwalpadevam sudaram tadalpana taddarshan ahlada variplada sadhya samuthayana namasanvayam. When Krishna and Balaram arrived in Sudalam, Mahabali immediately got up and paid his obeisances to them. And he was in ecstasy by seeing Krishna there. And along with all his associates, he paid his obeisances to Krishna. Tayo samaniya varasanam muda nivishtayo satra mahalmano ostayo dadhara pada avanijyadan jalam savrandam abhrahma punadyadam buham. Then Mahabali brought thrones for them to sit, and they sat there, washed their lotus feet, and started glorifying them, because from these lotus feet Ganga river flows. Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, all others, they glorify and they sprinkle the Ganga the water from the Ganga river, which comes from Krishna's lotus feet, on their head. Samarhayamasa sado vibhudivir maharhavastrabharana nilebani tambula deepamrutamakshana divisogotra vittalpa samarpanena jam. Then after that, Mahabali worshipped Lord Balaram and Krishna with expensive clothes, sandalwood pulp, and so many betel leaves, lambs, and very wonderful prasadam also they were offered. And along with the children, grandchildren, everyone, Mahabali offered everything to Krishna and surrendered to him. Sa Indraseno Bhagaval Padambujam Vibranmahu Prema Vibhinaya Adhiya Uvaja Ananda Jala Agulenchana Prakrishtaroma Nubagalgadacharam. That Mahabali could not control himself. Why is that? This time Mahabali did not make the mistake. Last time, if you remember, in the 8th canto, when Vamanamurti came, Vamanamurti had to ask Mahabali to give in charity. But Bhagavatam says here that this time Mahabali did not make that mistake. Before asking, he handed over everything. So that this was Mahabali's consciousness. Just see that a devotee of Krishna, when he receives the Krishna's mercy, there is no more attachment to anything. Because of the attachment, we find it difficult to offer anything to Krishna. So because of that we also find here that Mahabali, Sudalam, is a very opulent planet, even more opulent than the planet of the demigods. So such opulence is in Sudalam, and Mahabali now realized that it is Krishna had come. I don't want to do the same mistake again, and handed over everything to Krishna straight away. Bali Ruvacham, and Bali's words, Mahabali's words, Namo Anandaya Bhagade Nama Krishnaya Vedhase Sankhya Yoga Vidhanaya Brahmane Paramatmane. Mahabali is saying Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, nothing else. Darshanam vamhi bhudanam dushprabham chapya durlabham rajastama sabhavanam yanna praptau yadarchayaham. Jnana yogam, bhakti yogam, dhyana yogam, all these yoga systems is from you. It has come from you, and that is the only process through which we can come back to you. And to that Supreme Personality, Krishna, I pay my full respectful obeisances. Mahabali says, and it is not easy for ordinary people to have a vision of you, but because you are merciful to us, that is why you have decided to come here. Because even the great, great yogis who are totally in the mood of goodness, they do not get the opportunity what we have got. We are, after all, in the mood of passion and ignorance, rajas and tamas. But still, you have given us the opportunity to see you. Daityadhanava Gandharva Siddha Vidya Adracharyanaha Yaksha Rakshamshayasya Bhuta Pramathanayagaha Vishuddha Sattva Dhamnyadha Tvai Shastra Sharirini Nityam Nibhadha Vairasthevayam Chanyecha Dadrishaha. Then, compared to those who are in the mood of goodness, Mahabali acknowledges the fact that we are in the mood of passion and ignorance because of the birth as asuras, as demons. But still, Mahabali says that we are more fortunate than others because that daityas, dainavas, gandharvas, siddhas, vidyadharas, charanas, yakshas, pishachas, bhutas, and so many others, they all want to get to you by developing the mood of goodness. Their desire also to come to the mood of goodness. Unless one approaches Krishna, who is situated in the transcendental platform above the three modes of material nature, can be only understood by coming to the platform of goodness. That Shashubala and others, due to their enmity, they have gone back. Gopis, because of their lusty relationship with you, they have also developed your attachment. And demigods who are in the mode of goodness, they also try hard to come to you. But one thing is certain, it's not by qualities alone they come to you. Because of their pure devotion in their heart, that is what is helping them to come to you. that you are maya or illusion, even the great yogis or great sages, even they cannot understand. How will we know about it? Tanna prasidana ramyaksha vimrga yushmal padara vindadishana anya griha anda gopal nishkramya vishya sharanam kribalabha vrti shando yadhega muda sarva sarva sakhai sharami. That although dvesha bhakti means devotion in enmity, is also a cause of liberation, still please bring us into the mood of devotion, in the loving relationship with Krishna. That is what Mahabali prayed at that moment. Shadyasmani shidavyesha nishpavan kurina prabho pumanyachradaya tishtam shodhanaya vimuchyadeyam. That only very, very fortunate people will get that opportunity. We have very little pious activity to our credit. How we will reach that stage? Shri Bhagavan Vaja. Asan marije shalputra murnayam prathame andare devakam jahasur vishya sudam yabhidam udhyadam. That Krishna says at this time that the purpose of his visit there, Krishna wanted to be very direct to the point, and you can see that in the verses how he spoke. That when I was born as Devaki's son, that my six brothers who were killed by Kamsa, they were actually from Swayambhuva Manu's time. Mariji was a Prajavali. Mariji's wife was Urna, and Mariji had these six children, the six boys who came as Krishna's brothers. They were Mariji's children. But they did something wrong there. What did they do? Once it so happened, in Brahmalokam, in Brahma's planet, all these Prajapatis were present there. When the Prajapatis were present there, it so happened that Lord Brahma looked at Saraswati Devi in a lusty mood. And when Brahma looked at that, these children who were present there, Mariji's children, they looked at Brahma and started expressing their shame about it, that Brahma can do such a thing. That when they said that, Brahma also felt a little felt ashamed that such small children are making fun of me like this, and Brahma immediately reacted and told them that you go and take birth as demons. you have to take birth as in the human species, but you will get out of it by Krishna's mercy. And these things were spoken by Tena Suri Magan Yoni Madhunavadya Karmana Hiranyakashipu or Jada Nidaste Yogamayam. That they had to take birth because of this in the demoniac species. And they were born from Hiranyakashipu, these six of them, these six children, the six sons. Then Yogamaya brought them and moved on to another womb. Devakya mudare jada rajan kamsavihim sidaha sadan shojat yalpajan su amstam ime dhyasande dhyasadem didem. That it is those six children, they have come and now taken birth in Devaki as Krishna's brothers. And Kamsa killed them. And my mother is still lamenting about them. Therefore, they have come here. Krishna says to Mahabali, Mahabali wanted to know. Mahabali says, I don't know who they are, where they are, who their parents are, what they are doing. If you have the name and address, if you tell us, I will get them and bring them over to you. Mahabali's answer to Krishna. Idam edan paneshyamo madrashoga abanuttaye tadashabad vinirmukta logamyasyandi vijjvaraham. Then I have come here to bring them, take them from here, because Devaki is feeling some distress over them. And not only that, they will also get an opportunity to go back to the higher planets. Smarol Gita Parishanga Padanga Chudabru Grini Shadime Malprasade Napunari Asyandi Salgadim. Krishna immediately gave all the names to Mahabali and told them, Smaran Udgita Parishwanga Padanga Chudrabhat Grani. These are the six names. And they will get liberated afterwards. Ittitvadan Samadaya Indrasenine Pujidav Punardvaravadimetya Madhuputranaya Chadam. So, Krishna says to Mahabali that they are here in Sutalam. Mahabali says, I don't know where they are. Krishna says, this is their address. Hands over to Mahabali, all the persons. Mahabali bring back all the six boys along with their parents. They all came back to see Krishna. But what is interesting here is that when they were brought there, Krishna and Balaram was there, and those six children with their parents, they were also there. So as soon as they arrived there, Krishna asked them that, would you not like to see your parents? Their parents are standing next to them. And Krishna is saying to these children, to his older brothers, he's saying to them that, would you not like to see your parents? Immediately they start crying, who will show us our parents? And started asking Krishna and coming to Krishna, asking Krishna to show them their parents. Their parents were standing there. Parishad Maharaj, when he heard all these things, he thought, it's what a strange situation this is. That their own parents were standing there, and here they wanted to see their parents. Sudeva Goswami says, Eya Srishti Pravartade. This is how everything is going on in this creation. In this attachment in this world is like that. That we, at the moment, we are thinking we have so many different attachments. Wife, husband, children, uncle, aunt, all kinds of relations. We think this is all permanent. And in that illusion, we day after day, we keep these bondages stronger. But Sukadeva Goswami says here, Eya Srishti Pravartade. This is how the Srishti goes on. This creation goes on because this energy, material energy called Maya, is such a powerful energy that she makes us always think that everything goes on according to our desire, and these relationships are permanent, and also feeling a great help and support and satisfaction from all these relationships. So Sudeva Goswami is giving us a hint there through this particular pastime of Krishna, that this attachment, what you feel today, it can break in 1 second if Krishna wants that to happen. At the moment we're thinking, oh, this attachment, that's why every evening we go home thinking that they're all waiting for you there. So that is why that anxiety to get back home and feeling a certain amount of satisfaction. Just see how the power of illusion is. That how it is able to hold us together like this in this world. Yaya Srishti Pravartade. This is how Srishti goes on in this world. So Sudeva Goswami said this to Parishita about that. And then when the children started crying, the parents were standing there. Did they say anything? They also didn't say anything. The parents kept quiet completely. If the children wants to see their parents, let them go and see their parents. The parents are thinking like that at that time. Krishna took all six of them, Krishna and Balaram, brought them to Dwaraka and handed over to Devaki Devi. When Devaki Devi saw the children, Devaki started thinking, oh, it's my children, have come back. And similarly, from the breast, milk started flowing. So she started taking all the children and start feeding them with the breast milk, thinking that my children have come back. And she has also forgotten that they were dead and gone and spent so many years in so many places and they were coming back again. And Krishna and Balaram standing there and smiling. Parikshit Maharaj, when he heard all these things, he also could not believe this, that such a thing could happen. Sudeva Goswami says to Parikshit, Eya Srishti Pravartadeyim. Srishti goes on like this, that any moment the so-called attachment and detachment, this is in the hands of Maya. Maya keeps us together, Maya breaks away also, separates us also in the same way. And who controls Maya? Krishna controls Maya. So under Krishna's control, we are all put into these different situations. And also to tell us that any thoughtful person can understand all these relationships in this world has also only that much meaning, nothing more than that. We shouldn't give more importance to it than what actually it has got. The importance is what it deserves. So, under the influence of Maya, every living entity is feeling these relationships are very, very strong. That is what this pastime is showing to us. Tan drishtva balakan devi putrasneha snudastani parishajyangamaropya modhani jigram vishnasham. That not only when Devaki Devi saw these children, putrasneha snudastani, that milk started flowing from her, and embraced them and started kissing them on their head, seeing their children had come back. Apayel stanam britva sudasparshavari pluda mohida mayaya vishnor yaya srishti pravartade. That under the influence of Maya, men and women and the children, they are all each other bound and engage in different activities, and the srishti goes on, creation goes on. Otherwise, the power of Maya, Vishnu Maya, as it is mentioned here, that Devaki Devi was also fallen into that. And out of the touching or hugging their own children, milk started flowing from her breast. Pitvamrdam vayastasya pidashesham gada abradaha narayananga samsparsha pradilabdha almadarshanaha. That why did this happen? This is what Sudeva Goswami is explaining there. Krishna always see a lot further than what we see about ourselves. When these six children, Krishna had a lot of compassion for them. When Pudana came to feed milk to Krishna, the poisoned breasts were fed in Krishna's mouth, put into Krishna's mouth, and Krishna closed his eyes. Krishna didn't want to see Pudana at that time. People say for various reasons. We were talking about that in the 10th canto when Pudana's liberation we discussed. But actually, Krishna did not want to see Pudana at that time. In the reason being that Krishna did not want to see the bad side of Pudana, but the intention of Krishna Pudana to come and let her also go back to the spiritual world. That was Krishna's mercy that at that time shown to Pudana. Similarly, here also, these six brothers, if Devaki Devi feels this attachment for these children, for these six children, what will happen? They will drink the milk from Devaki. What does that mean? It means that the milk that is flowing from Devaki Devi's breasts were actually prasadam, isn't it? Krishna has drunk that milk at the day of appearance in Devaki Devi's breasts in the prison in Mathura. So now, what Krishna has drunk and what is left behind, that is prasadam for anyone. So let these six brothers of mine, let them drink that milk, and with that prasadam, let them go back to the spiritual world. This mercy was behind it. That was the reason why this particular pastime has happened. And that is what Sudeva Goswami is saying there. That they got an opportunity to drink that. And they also got back their memories of their previous lifetimes. Te namaskritya govindam devagim pidarambalam vishadam sarvabhudanam ayurdham adivavugasam. That they immediately paid their obeisances to Krishna and to Devaki, Vasudeva and Balaram. And while all of them were looking at them, they went back to the heavenly planets. Tam drishtva devagi devi mridagamana nirgamam vene suvismidamayam krishna sirajidam nirupam. That when all these things have happened, Devaki Devi understood immediately that this is all Krishna's maya that is working behind this. Evam vidhani albudani krishnasya parama alpana viryani ananda viryasya sandhyanandani bharatam. That Sudev Goswami says there, my dear Parikshit Maharaj, there is so many other wonderful pastimes of Krishna, many, many other, where he has exhibited his glories in this way, which are very wonderful and they are unlimited. If we notice there in that verse, there is a word, Sandhyanandani Bharatam. There is a lot more things to say, my dear Parikshit, Sudev Goswami says there. Why does he say that? Why did he say like that? Because Sandhyanandani Bharatam. Then in that there is something very hidden. By now the sixth day is coming to a close. Tenth canto is finishing and also day six is finishing. You don't have much time left. That is why he used that word, Sandhyanandani Bharata. You don't have much time left. Therefore, and that indication is there in those words. In these few words, Sudev Goswami, while speaking to Parikshit, that is implied in that. Viryani ananda viryasya. There is so much to talk about Krishna. Sandhyanandani Bharatam. I cannot say everything to you because they are unlimited. From there, you can read that he meant. By now, Sudev Goswami is seeing that Tachaga was on his way to touch Parikshit. Sudavacham. So, after this chapter, Suda Goswami says what happens. Ya idamanu shrunodi shravayedval murare charidam amrita kirtair varnidam vyasaputraihi jagadabhidalam tal bhaktasal karnapuram bhagavati kritajitto yadidal kshemadhamam. As I mentioned before, every pastime of Krishna in the 10th canto is such that one who reads these pastimes, think about it, one who speaks about it, all of them have charitam amrita kirte varnidam vyasaputraihi jagadabhidalam tal bhaktasal karnapuram bhagavati kritajitto yadidal kshemadhamam. If one does that properly, his mind will get attracted to Krishna's lotus feet, and at the end, while leaving the body, he will get the opportunity to go back home, back to the spiritual world. So this is a special benediction Sudha Goswami says about this pastime in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sudha Goswami, while talking to Shravanakarishi and all the other great sages who are present in the Naimisharanyam, they have heard so many days now Srimad Bhagavatam, and they were feeling their ecstasy in hearing about Krishna. Ya idamani shrunodi shravayedva murare charitam amrita kirtair varnidam vyasaputraihi jagadabhidalam dal bhaktasal karnapuram bhagavati kritajittoyadidal kshemadhamam. So everyone, it says in the Bhagavatam, anyone who speaks, who hears, who reflects, thinks about it, they all will have the opportunity to remember Krishna at the time of leaving the body. Iti Srimad Bhagavate Mahapurane Dashamaskande Uttararde Mridagrajanayanam Nama Panjashiritamodhyaya Sarvatra Govinda Nama Sankirtanam Govinda Govinda. So after this pastime, there is a much more interesting and also a very, very important pastime in Dwaraka that comes in the next chapter, which is the chapter 86. So in this chapter, what the story begins like this. Up to now, we are hearing about Krishna's householder life, isn't it? Household life, how Krishna got married. Different marriages, how Krishna married 16,108 wives. And later on, also the marriage of Pradyumna and the marriage of Aniruddha, Samba, children, grandchildren, all their marriages were discussed till now. So when all these marriages were discussed, Parikshit Maharaj started thinking, why did Sukadeva Goswami did not talk about the marriage of Subhadra Devi, my grandmother? Because for Parikshit, that was also a very interesting marriage, Subhadra Devi's marriage. Why Subhadra Devi's marriage was not spoken? Parikshit got this doubt in his mind. So, because the time was very, very limited, knowing very well that in 7 days' time, Parikshit have to leave his body, isn't it? In the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will find that at the very end of Bhagavatam, this is all, if you take Srimad Bhagavatam in the hand and continuously read through it, all these thoughts will come to you. That Srimad Bhagavatam, as I mentioned before, is a train on the way to Vaikuntham. You get into the train and different personalities are inviting you to join them. In the first canto, as I mentioned before, Parikshit Maharaj and Sudeva Goswami are telling you to join them. Sudeva Goswami, Parikshit is asking you to join. The second one, Sudeva Goswami is coming, asking you to join in the second compartment. Like these 12 compartments are on their way to Vaikuntham. The train is moving. And we have getting closer to the end of the journey. That is what this 10th canto means, isn't it? The very end of the journey is coming. And just like at the end of the 12th canto, you will find that when the train almost reaches the station, sometimes if the signal is not given, what happens? The train will stop at the outer point, isn't it? Where the signal's before the signal, and it will start blowing the whistle for the signal to be given. And that signal is in the Bhagavatam, as well as the blowing the whistle is also there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. You can find all that things there. Patidaskalida vartakshutva vavivasho bruvan haraye nama ityuchai muchyade sarvapadakal. All the scholars are saying that haraye nama, that is the whistle to enter into Vaikuntham. Before you enter into Vaikuntham, the train has arrived so far, but because the signal wasn't given, haraye nama iti uchai muchyade sarvapadakal, that loudly one should chant this, what is studying whole of Srimad Bhagavatam, what did we learn from that? The answer is like that, Sudha Goswami says to Shanagrishi. This is the answer. What do I learn from Bhagavatam? Haraye nama iti uchai muchyade sarvapadakal. If you simply say loudly, haraye nama, if you say that, you are relieved from all kinds of sinful activities. That is the power of the holy name. So it is the power of the holy name that is in the Srimad Bhagavatam that is presented all over. So here, in this 10th canto, while coming to this topic of Subhadra kidnapping Subhadra Devi, the story begins here that Parikshit Maharaj put forward this question to Sukadeva Goswami, inquiring from him about the marriage of Subhadra Devi. Sukadeva Goswami immediately said, yes, that is something which I should talk about, he said. And that is how that discussion begins here. Subhadra, Arjuna, the middle Pandava, Yudhishthira Maharaj, Bhimasena, Arjuna, Nakula and Sahadeva, so Arjuna is the middle Pandava. They were living in Indraprastham at that time. And due to the a special situation that was happening in the Pandava's life, what was that? When they married Draupadi, it was an agreement. I think it was Daumya Maharshi who came and made this arrangement for them. That a man having so many wives is not uncommon, unusual. But one woman, Draupadi Devi alone, having so many husbands, how will that work? That relationship. That was the important discussion. In the Mahabharatam, you will find all these things. So, Dhammi Maharshi, I think, came there and spoke to made an arrangement that Draupadi Devi will spend 1 year with each of the Pandavas. And the agreement was, if anyone sees them, suppose Yudhishthira Maharaj is with Draupadi Devi, at that time, Arjuna, Bhima, Nakula or Sahadeva do not have any right to go there in front of them. If they see them by chance, then they have to take sannyas for a year and go away. This was the agreement. So because of this, many times this has happened to Arjuna. Now, what's interesting here is that generally people take sannyas for what? Not to get married, isn't it? That's why people take sannyas, they don't want to get married. So they take sannyas ashram. They enter into sannyas ashram. They say, we don't want all this headache in life. We just take to sannyas ashram and get out of this whole entanglement. That is the principle behind it. But what's interesting here is, every time Arjuna has taken sannyas 1 year, he comes back after getting few marriages done further. So this is the interesting part here. So normally when you take sannyas to get out of marriage, but Arjuna's case, it was different. Anytime he took sannyas, by the time sannyas ashram is over, for a year only he had to do that. When he comes back, he would have married another 2 or 3 girls by now, and they also comes back with him. So this situation was happening with Arjuna all the time. One instance when it happened to Arjuna was that for some reason, Yudhishthira Maharaj and Draupadi Devi were together, and Arjuna had to get his bow and arrow from there. It was in the same room where he had kept. So Arjuna walked in to take it. Naturally, he had to follow the rules and he had to take sannyasa ashram. So Sri Shishuk and Sudeva Goswami says to Parikshit that this sannyasam what Arjuna has taken also ended up in a marriage. That is the marriage to Subhadra Devi. How did that happen? That is what we hear from now on. The story in the Srimad Bhagavatam is in relationship with that. So when Arjuna took sannyas because he had to do as per the agreement with what the sages set up. So he took sannyas and then he naturally decided to go on a pilgrimage. That's the best thing to do. So in that process, this sannyasi, our Arjuna sannyasi, dressed up as nicely as a sannyasi, comes to Prabhasam. Prabhasam is a holy place. It's also known as Dehol Sargam, where Krishna left this world from there. So he came there and he was sitting underneath a large banyan tree as sannyasi's clothes and everything, but not in consciousness. Consciousness is not a sannyasi's consciousness. He is very much a householder, Arjuna is. So while sitting there, but it is 1 year I have to do this, so I'll do that. In that mood, he was sitting there. When he was sitting underneath the tree, next to him, there were so many other sannyasis also sitting there. And these sannyasis, they also, because they all get together, isn't it? Naturally, this tendency is there in all the different ashramas also to get together. So other sannyasis were talking to each other. And they were saying, one was saying to the other, some of them were sages also saying that it's been a long time that we had a nice feast. We never had another good feast for quite a while. So another person was saying, one among them said to them that there is a big festival coming up in Dwaraka. It's a big festival coming up in Dwaraka. So they were mutually talking to, and Arjuna was listening to this. The other person was saying, what was the reason why there is a big festival in Dwaraka? So the other person was saying that I heard that Krishna and Balaram's sister Subhadra Devi is getting married. After all, what does it matter to us? And whether she gets married or not, who marries her? But important thing is we have a good feast. That's the main thing, isn't it? So that's how their conversation, because they knew that if there was a marriage for Subhadra Devi, there will not be 1 day feast. It will be this festival will last for at least a month minimum. So in other words, quite a few weeks they could comfortably sit there and have a good prasadam at Dwaraka. So all these thoughts were going through their mind. Arjuna is listening to all this conversation. But as soon as Arjuna heard Subhadra Devi is getting married, Arjuna wanted to ask, who is Subhadra Devi getting married to? But he checked himself, because listening to their conversation, Arjuna sensed that if I ask that question, the reply will come, you are a sannyasi, what are you bothered about Subhadra Devi's marriage? If they ask this question, what shall I answer them? They will also not think very nice of me if I ask that question. So Arjuna kept quiet and he started feeling a little distress in his mind, because Arjuna has heard about Subhadra before. Arjuna wanted to marry Subhadra Devi very much. Subhadra Devi also has heard about Arjuna from Sri Narada Maharshi and others. And Subhadra Devi also wanted to marry Arjuna. So mutually they had a lot of desire to marry. But unfortunately, the decision was taken by Lord Balaram that Subhadra should marry Duryodhana. This was a decision that was taken. Duryodhana is Balaram's disciple, very good disciple. Let me hand over Subhadra Devi to Duryodhana. This was Balaram's mind. Krishna was aware of all these things. So, when Arjuna was sitting underneath this tree, in a very, very depressed mood, when he heard this, that, oh, he lost a glorious chance to marry Subhadra, Arjuna felt so depressed that this sannyasi was chanting his rounds, can't put the hands in the beads bag, and he was chanting. So it was then that accidentally Krishna comes there. When Krishna came there, Krishna saw this new sannyasi sitting there. With Krishna you can't do anything. He sees more than what we see about ourselves. This is the difficulty. So Krishna knew what was going through Arjuna's mind. Krishna also knew why he is there in the sannyasi dress. So hearing all these things, seeing all these things, Krishna comes up to Arjuna and says to Arjuna, he immediately called him, Arjuna, what's happening? What's the matter? Why are you here? So Arjuna said everything what has happened. And in the middle of the conversation, Arjuna said to Krishna, that I heard that Subhadra Devi is getting married, he said. Krishna understood what the message was. That immediately Krishna didn't continue the conversation very much. Krishna says to Arjuna, Arjuna, do you want to marry Subhadra? He asked directly this question to Arjuna. Arjuna didn't say anything. From that, Krishna understood that Arjuna had a strong desire to marry Subhadra. So what did Krishna do? Krishna says to Arjuna, if you simply sit here underneath the tree, nothing is going to happen. Nothing will happen. Subhadra is in Dwaraka. You stay as a sannyasi, see what happens. But don't stay here, come to Dwaraka, he said. Saying this, Krishna went away from there. Didn't elaborate further what you should do and what you shouldn't do. Nothing was spoken. Krishna went away from there, went back to Dwaraka. Arjuna thought himself that whatever it is, there must be something what Krishna has spoken. He did not understand everything. But he said to me that I should go to Dwaraka and see what happens. So he packed up, took his danda and saffron's clothes and his, you know, the sannyasi special shoes which they walk with making a lot of noise and that thing and also this beads bag, everything. And if you look at Arjuna, you won't make out who he is. Because the whole beard and hair has grown so much, and in this clothes what he was wearing, in the sannyasi clothes with danda and all, no one could make out it was Arjuna. It was so nicely he has taken the dress of this sannyasi. Of course, you can't cheat Krishna with any of your dresses. We play all games in this world, but Krishna is seeing more than what we see about ourselves. So whatever it is, Arjuna arrives in Dwaraka. When he arrives in Dwaraka, there was a nice temple in Dwaraka. So Arjuna decided, there was a tree outside, let me stay underneath this tree, which was not very far from the palace where Krishna and Balaram were living. So Balaram was there and Krishna was also there. Now sannyasi had come to Dwaraka. So all the people in Dwaraka wanted to see this new sannyasi. They were all coming, and not only that, you know how it is when a sannyasi comes, what happens. Particularly in India, the reception starts from then on. Everyone was coming and falling down in front of the sannyasi, asking for different kinds of blessings, benedictions, everything, whatever they could get from him. Arjuna knew that he is playing a very dangerous game. Because Krishna had known who Arjuna is, but if others find out, it may look a little strange that he had come to Dwaraka in this dress. So he will sit in his meditation poses. And sometimes he will go into samadhi. He won't open his eyes. At that time, by now, sannyasi had many disciples there. Already disciples have started coming. And these disciples will come pay their obeisances. Meanwhile, some of them started saying that sannyasi has gone into samadhi, you shouldn't speak in front of him anything. They were all becoming very, very respectful to this new sannyasi. And sannyasi looked very effulgent because Arjuna is a very beautiful personality, very good looking, and with this long hair and beard and everything, and dressed up like a sannyasi, he looked so impressive to everyone who came there. So the whole news spread everywhere throughout Dwaraka about the arrival of this great sannyasi at the temple. So when this news spread in Dwaraka, first thing what happened was, it came to the palace also. Balaram came to hear about this. Krishna also heard about this. So when Balaram heard about this, Balaram says to Krishna that, I heard that a great personality, a great sannyasi had come to our Dwaraka and he is at the temple. We should go and see him. Balaram says to Krishna. Krishna says to Balaram, I don't trust any one of them, he says. This was the answer from Krishna to Balaram. Krishna says to Balaram, I don't trust any of these sannyasis, he says. Because from that point itself, Krishna has playing a different role now. He wanted to make sure that I have nothing to do with your arrangements. You are responsible for everything. So from the very beginning, Krishna decided not to cooperate with Balaram. So Balaram is saying to Krishna, but Krishna, you can't say like that. After all, he's a sannyasi. He had come to Dwaraka. At least it is no point for us staying like this. We should go and pay our respects. Krishna, younger brother, isn't it? Says to elder brother, if you want to go and pay your obeisances, you do it. I'm not coming. I don't want to get involved, he says. Krishna says to Balaram. Balaram says to Krishna, your mind is not very pure. You are very offensive. Balaram is chastising Krishna. This is how that conversation between the two brothers. Balaram is chastising Krishna for not being pure in the heart, not being respectful to the sannyasi. Krishna says, if you insist, he says, I'll come with you. But I don't want to get involved. Let me make it very clear, he says. Because you don't know these days, he says. Krishna says to Balaram, you don't know these days. So many people, they take to sannyasi clothes. What's going through their mind, I do not know, he said. Because Balaram wanted to bring Krishna along with him and was very particular about Krishna going with Balaram to see this sannyasi. So when they got there, the news already spread at the temple, Krishna and Balaram is coming to see the sannyasi. Meanwhile, all the disciples also got together and all the chelas or whatever, they were all there along with this sannyasi standing there. When Krishna and Balaram arrived there, they went to the temple and then they came to see the sannyasi. Krishna knew who it was not saying anything, one word to Balaram about it. Balaram comes and looks at sannyasi, pays his full obeisances to in front of Arjuna, touches his feet and puts it on his head. Lot of respect. Arjuna was a little bit frightened, it seems. Because if this whole drama flops, if it leaks out, Arjuna knew what will happen. In the right hand it is the plough, and in the left hand it is the pestle. So with the plough of the neck it will be pulled, and with the pestle once for all, a bang on the head. And Arjuna was very much aware of this. So always he was looking at Krishna for shelter, that nothing goes wrong in this whole plan. This was in Arjuna. And look at Balaram's situation. Even Balaram was, as we mentioned before, was under the maya of Krishna at that time. Balaram could not make out who this sannyasi was. Can you imagine? The Krishna's elder brother Balaram could not make out Arjuna at that time. He did not know who it was. Somebody was asking that when Krishna was in the Samanta Panchakam, Duryodhana was there, Dhritarashtra was there. They did not understand who Krishna was, in spite of being so many other personalities discussing about Krishna. Yaya srishti pravartade. This is how Krishna's maya is. Only if Krishna wants you to understand, you will understand who Krishna is. Otherwise, you will never understand. You will keep on speculating, Krishna is this, Krishna is that. And we will find everything wrong with Krishna. And at the end we will start saying that, oh, Krishna may be somewhat little bit powerful than us. Or some start making all kinds of speculative philosophy. So our Balaram also immediately didn't realize it was Arjuna. So Balaram paid his obeisances. Arjuna lifts his hands and blesses Balaram like a sannyasi should do. And Balaram was so impressed by seeing this youthful sannyasi, very youthful looking, and seeing his renunciation and detachment. Balaram was so impressed. He was so impressed that he says to Krishna, Krishna, pay your obeisances, he says. Elder brother, isn't it? Same to the younger brother. Krishna pays his obeisances. Just to please Balaram, he was paying his obeisances. While Krishna is paying obeisances to Arjuna, Arjuna goes into samadhi. And this drama carried on for a while. And then Balaram calls Krishna separately to go to little away and start speaking very confidentially to Krishna about this sannyasi. Balaram says to Krishna, Krishna, you are not very respectful to him. You know, this is not proper because you are not very pure in your heart. I think you have no respect for the sannyasis. Krishna says to Balaram, I'm not saying anything. He says, you decide whatever you feel, but I don't want to get involved in this. For me, in my heart, I don't have much of a soft corner for all these sannyasis. Balaram says to Krishna, look at his face, the renunciation, the detachment, everything. Krishna says to Balaram, there is not a little bit of renunciation in his face. He says. I can see the lust coming out from their eyes, he says. Krishna says to Balaram. So the same face, Arjuna's face, Balaram is saying one thing, Krishna is saying exactly the opposite. If you want to understand this, in the 10th canto, you should look what Krishna did to everyone when he killed Kamsa. Mallanam ashanirnrinam naravarastrinam smaro murtiman. That verse, if you read, you will find. When Krishna was fighting with Chanura and Mushtika in the assembly of the in Kamsa's arena, at that time, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda were there. All the cowherd men were there. The cowherd boys were there. And so many other visitors were there. All of them were seeing Krishna in different ways. That is what is mentioned in that word. You can see that in the 10th canto. Shasta Ashwabitro Shishum. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda were seeing Krishna as their beloved children. The Chanura and Mushtika were thinking that the thunderbolt has come to kill us. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda were seeing our beloved boys, Krishna and Balaram, were there. So the same personalities can bring different impressions who are present there. So here, while looking at Arjuna, the sannyasi, Balaram is thinking, he is so renounced and so detached. Look at that face, how effulgent it is. Because of the strong sadhana and all the detachment from this material world, renunciation and knowledge, everything, he looks such an elevated personality. Krishna is saying, I can only see that looking at the face, I can tell you, he says to Balaram, there is not a little renunciation in that face. He says, and also, who knows, Krishna says, these days, everyone dresses up as sannyasi and says that I am a sannyasi, I have given up everything, I have renounced everything. And they come here, and we will get fooled, we don't want to get involved in all these things. So he was continuously discouraging Balaram all the time. But Balaram won't give up. Balaram won't give up. Balaram continued pestering Krishna about this. Meanwhile, as usual, this great sannyasi has descended. People have started collecting money for that, to set up an ashram, as usual. They wanted to have an ashram for this new sannyasi to start with. They come to Balaram asking for some money. Balaram gave them some 10,000 pounds or 20,000 pounds or whatever it is. He said, you write a check for myself, he said. They went to Krishna. He says, I won't give you one penny, he says. So like this, between Balaram and Krishna, this whole scene was going on in Dwarka. So from there you can see that the whole thing was set up by Krishna in such a way that his devotee had a desire. Krishna wanted to marry Subhadra to Arjuna. Balaram wanted to marry Subhadra to Duryodhana. So this was the problem. So you have to see how things develop from then. At this point, when these things were happening, Balaram started glorifying Arjuna. He went back to Arjuna again to have a conversation with him. He wanted to find out about the sannyasi more. So as soon as Balaram got there, Arjuna goes into samadhi. He didn't want to open his mouth or open his eyes either. So the yoga danda of the sannyasi, you know, when they practice yoga, they have a danda for that, on which they keep their hand. You will see sometimes Lord Shiva sitting in that pose with the left hand on the yoga danda. And he was sitting there in samadhi. So Balaram, with a lot of respect, asking the disciples, when will he come back from Samadhi? The disciples are saying, it's very difficult to say. Our spiritual master, when he goes into Samadhi, he takes his own time. Sometimes it could be days. If you are lucky, he may come back in a few minutes. It's very difficult to say. Balaram is feeling a lot of respect. And more reverential he becomes at this point. And Balaram keeps standing there with Krishna, was getting fed up with the whole thing. And he wanted to go back. But Balaram says, no, I need to speak to him, he says. So they waited for some time. Fortunately, by now, Arjuna opens his eyes. The sannyasi opens his eyes. When he opened his eyes, he saw both the brothers. He blesses both of them. And at that time, Balaram very respectfully asked the sannyasi a few questions. First question, what was the name in the Purva Ashram? Purva Ashram means all sannyasis, they are supposed to have finished their Brahmachari Ashram, Grihastha Ashram, Vanaprastha Ashram and Sannyasa Ashram. So Balaram is asking Arjuna, in your Purva Ashram, that means Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha stage, what was the role you have played? What were you? In other words, who were you? This was what Balaram was asking. Now, generally, sannyasis don't like to be reminded about their past life, previous ashram, because sannyasi, strictly speaking, has finished with this material world, and they are supposed to be given up. The connection with the all material connections are over for them. When they take sannyas, that is the one of the vow they take, that I'm finished with this material relationships. So normally they won't say anything, but sometimes sannyasis may say something depending on the person who has asked or the relationship they have. Whatever it is, when Balaram asked this question, in a very grave mood, Arjuna, a sannyasi, says to Balaram, normally I don't remember such things anymore. In a very grave voice, he answers that. Balaram was more impressed now, seeing that detachment and renunciation in Arjuna, in the sannyasi, and says to him, that's how it should be. He says, appreciating that mood of the sannyasi. Second question at this time, Balaram wanted to have a relationship, so he started the conversation. Even while talking to sannyasi, one has to know you don't ask a sannyasi, how is life, do you? That, nowadays you see all kinds of funny things going on. And when people do not know how to deal with a sannyasi, sometimes I have seen some funny scenes, I can never believe this, that Kali Yuga has gone to such a level, some householders come, they embrace the sannyasi strongly. And, we are all friends, aren't we? This householder, he is in one level and sannyasi is another level. But he does not know how to relate with him, what questions to ask. He has no clue. And the sannyasi also doesn't know. He is also thinking, after all, he is my old friend. Let me embrace him. So they hug each other and all kinds of conversation goes on. But strictly speaking, based on the sannyasa ashram, all this is forbidden completely. A sannyasi's position, unless one understands that, one thinks that, oh, he's just changed his clothes to saffron, that's all, and he's got another danda in his hand. If you think like that, then that means that the understanding is not very correct. So whatever it is, Arjuna was there. So next question Balaram has put forward to sannyasi was, how far have you traveled? Because Arjuna, Balaram normally takes it, sannyasis travel a lot, isn't it? So must have traveled a lot. So in order to understand about the sannyasi's travel, Arjuna is answering in a very grave manner, I have traveled from the Brahmaloka, Brahma's planet, and I have moved all the way to the Padala Lokam. I have traveled. Oh, Balaram thinks, it must be amazing. How fortunate we are in Dwaraka that we have got a sannyasi who have traveled from Brahmalokam all the way to Padala Lokam, he says. And he looks at Krishna. Krishna turns his head into another direction, not saying one word after that. So Arjuna was a little fearful. If anything goes wrong, he is always looking at Krishna, you will protect me, won't you? That was the mood at that time. And Krishna turns his another direction and keeps quiet about the whole scene. Immediately after that, the third question comes from Balaram. Balaram says to the sannyasi that, how far have you studied things? How much is your understanding of the scriptures and everything? Because normally by sannyasa ashram, normally in sannyasa ashram, one is supposed to have studied a lot. It is only after that, the due realization, knowledge, everything, that part is all finished by now. And it is in the more or less in the realized stage, in the sannyasi stages. So that is why he was asking this question. And the answer from Arjuna, all the Vedas, all Upanishads, all the Puranas, Brahma Sutram, everything mastered all the things. Balaram is becoming more and more respectful, hearing all these things, the great sannyasi, and how fortunate we are. Balaram is now fully convinced that this is the sannyasi we have to take care of. It is our good fortune, he says to Krishna, that this sannyasi had come to Dwaraka. And next thing, what Balaram does is, the season is more or less, the rainy season is coming. So generally, sannyasis have a system called Chaturmasyam, isn't it? Chaturmasyam means the 4 months when sannyasis don't travel. And this is the time, generally they stay in one place and they execute their sadhana at that time. So when Chaturmasyam is coming, Balaram thought himself, why don't we invite this sannyasi to our palace and give all the facilities for him to perform the Chaturmasyam, these 4 months in the palace. This is what was going through Balaram's mind. So Balaram talks to Krishna, takes Krishna away from the front of the sannyasi, goes a few yards away and starts conversation with Krishna. Says to Krishna that why don't we invite him to the palace? Again, Krishna puts the block. Krishna says to Balaram, my dear brother, you want to do anything, you do it. But I can tell you one thing, that if anything happens, nowadays all sorts of people are taking the sannyasi clothes and wandering around. You really don't know who they are and what their motives are. And if anything goes wrong, what are you going to do? Balaram says, you are so bad in your mind that you are always thinking bad about the sannyasis like this. And especially such a person. Have you not heard what I was asking him? That he has traveled so much, he has studied all this literature, and he doesn't even remember his Purva Ashramam, he says. So such is his realization. And now he has given us this opportunity. I am going to ask him this question, if he would come and give us his mercy by performing the Chaturmasyam at our palace. Krishna says, you do what you like, but don't involve me in this. Balaram goes up to him. By now, he says to he wanted to talk to sannyasi, has gone into samadhi again. So then Balaram says to the disciples who are standing there, we would like to take the sannyasi to our palace for Chaturmasyam. So we want to ask this question to him. Hey, you can't ask that question. They are saying to Balaram, you can't ask like that, because unless he comes up from the from the samadhi state back again into normal consciousness, we will have to wait. But because he is not answering anything, I think we can take it. Silence as the permission to do it. So that way they concluded that we should invite the sannyasi to the palace. That is what was decided. Balaram sent someone to get the chariot, his own chariot, brought forward. And by now sannyasi has come out from the samadhi, and they told Balaram, respectfully paid obeisances and invited sannyasi to board the chariot to come for Chaturmasyam at the palace. Arjuna is thinking in his mind, things are working out not too bad. It's working out. Now getting an opportunity to see Subhadra, at least that is how much it was in Arjuna's mind. So they got into the chariot, brought to the palace. And initially, when the sannyasis were brought for Chaturmasyam by the wealthy people or wealthy personalities, like or kings or Krishna and Balaram, they were all in that. They will provide a separate place for them to stay, for the sannyasis to stay the 4 months. And it is the duty of the householder to make sure that they've got all the facilities for them during that time. And generally, if there are unmarried girls in the palace who are not married or who are going to be married, they will be given the opportunity to serve the sannyasi, the prasadam and other things, and look after them in whatever way it is, so that by their mercy, they will find a good husband, and in due course of time, they'll get married due to the mercy of the sannyasis. So this was the system existing in those days as well. So when Arjuna was brought to the palace and was given all the facilities, initially first few days, Balaram himself did all the service, bringing prasadam for sannyasi two or three times a day, and offering all respects to him, and inquiring about his comforts. This was all Balaram was doing. But Balaram couldn't stay for a long time in the palace. He had to go. So what he decided was, he thought that Subhadra could do that service now that he had to go. So he called Subhadra one day, because he is the eldest brother, isn't it? Balaram is responsible for the management at home. So Krishna and Subhadra are younger, so they have to take instructions from Balaram. So Subhadra comes to Balaram. Balaram says to Subhadra that, Subhadra, we have got this great personality here in our home, and it is up to you now to make sure that everything is done properly. He gets prasadam on time, and whatever he needs, everything has to be arranged accordingly to his convenience. Like this, Balaram instructs Subhadra. In addition to that, Balaram said something more to Subhadra. What it was? Balaram said to Subhadra, do you remember what Kunti Devi did to Durvasa Maharshi? How Kunti Devi served Durvasa Maharshi? And with the result was that Kunti Devi got a nice husband. And from that, he had these five nice children also. Dishya, Arjuna, Bhima, Nagula and Sadeva. They were all had. Kunti Devi had all these nice five children. So, learn from that. Balaram is instructing Subhadra. Learn from that how Kunti Devi looked after them. Similarly, if you look after this sannyasi, you will also get married nicely and you will have also some good children from the marriage. Like this, Balaram was actually encouraging Subhadra to look after this sannyasi nicely. So initially, Subhadra also didn't know who this sannyasi was. So first few days, Subhadra was bringing prasadam for Arjuna. And Subhadra will bring prasadam, serve prasadam to Arjuna. Arjuna used to take 2 to 3 hours to finish the prasadam. And Subhadra will sit there, very respectfully he will sit there. But there was not much of a conversation between Subhadra and Arjuna. Subhadra was looking at Arjuna and she could not find out who this person is. Looking at Arjuna didn't give an impression that he was such a renounced person, like Krishna has felt. That thought was coming through Subhadra. Looked at all the arms and all, and the face, everything. Looks like a very powerful, strong Kshatriya's look. The hands were so long, and arms were powerful. And suddenly one day, while taking prasadam, most of the time the hand was in the beads bag inside. So because it was inside the beads bag, you couldn't see the hand fully. But while eating, he has taken out the hand. Subhadra looked out both the hands of Arjuna, and both of the hands, the skin has very thickened in both the hands. Why? Because of constantly using the bow and arrow, archery, because he was a powerful archer, this whole part of his hands were so strong marks on that, or such thick skin there, that never thought Subhadra that this is a sannyasi. It doesn't look like a sannyasi. But how to ask? Because Balaram has spoken so reverentially about him. If I say something, what will happen? So Subhadra's mind was working on this. So less like Arjuna was suffering, Subhadra is also suffering. Both of them want to know and meet and marry each other, but the time hasn't come ripe yet. It is, and who is noticing all these things? Completely Krishna is aware of everything what's going on here. Krishna said, let him carry on for some time. And the only person Krishna used to discuss this was with Satyabhama. Satyabhama was given all the advice to Krishna how to execute further from here, from this point. So what happened was, some days Subhadra will get into such a mood thinking about this sannyasi. She will send someone else, one servant maid, with the prasadam for Arjuna. When the servant maid comes, in 5 minutes prasadam is finished. She has gone. That made Subhadra to think further that there is something strange about this sannyasi. So, Subhadra, 24 hours absorbed in thinking about Arjuna. Arjuna, 24 hours thinking about Subhadra, what to do, how to make the next move. This is what was happening at that time in Arjuna's mind. If you read Subhadra Haranam, there is a Prabandham, and in there, one day what happened was, while this was going on, Satyavama told Krishna that you will have to do something. Otherwise, Subhadra will stay as Subhadra and Arjuna will stay as a sannyasi. Nothing is going to happen, she says to Krishna. Because as I mentioned before, Satyavama had a little more freedom than all other wives compared to Rukmini, Jambavati and others. Satyavama used to have a little bit more freedom to talk to Krishna in that way. So when she mentioned that to Krishna, Krishna was thinking what is to be done now next. When Subhadra came the next day with prasadam, Subhadra served the prasadam. Subhadra became a little diplomatic. She thought, I will ask this sannyasi, try to find out where he is from and what his background is. So Subhadra asked sannyasi that our relatives live in Indraprastham, she says. Our relatives live in Indraprastham, Kunti Devi and the Pandavas. Arjuna says, yes, I know them. He says, have you been there recently? Subhadra is asking the sannyasi. Sannyasi says, yes, I've been there recently. Are they okay, Kunti Devi and Yudhishthira Maharaj and others? Are they all keeping well? Yes, they are all keeping well. And in answer to that, the answer from Arjuna was like this. In the Subhadraharanam, that is the story where it is mentioned about this, that when Subhadra was inquiring about all the Pandavas and Kunti Devi, how Arjuna answered that question. Arya Prutha Kushalini Manu Dharma Jadya Stal Sunamascha Suvido Vijayastidanim Sanyasamete Kabadadi Vishni Buriam Aste Mugunda Sahaja Parirambhagangshi. That Arya Prutha Kushalini, that Kunti Devi is keeping very well. Sannyasi is saying to Subhadra, the Kunti Devi is doing very well. What else? Nanu dharma jadyam stal sunavascha suvido vijayastidanim. Her children, Dharmaputra and others, they are all together living very happily. Only thing is, vijayastidanim sannyasametya. The middle one, Vijaya, he has taken sannyas. And he is sitting here in the palace. With what? Sanyasamete kabadadiha. False sannyasam he has taken and he had come here with the intention. Vrishni Vuryamase Mugunda Sahajam Parirambhagangshi. He wants to marry the sister of Mugunda. With the desire to marry her, he is sitting here waiting for the chance, he says. Arjuna says this to Subhadra. Subhadra heard this. Now there is no more clarification needed. Got up from that, we turned ahead and went back to the palace. From then on, what happened for a few days, only Krishna knew what was going through Subhadra's heart, what was going through Arjuna's heart. And Subhadra won't go after that to see Arjuna. Always prasadam was sent through the servant maid. Krishna and Satyavama was very much aware of what was Subhadra's situation. Subhadra wanted to had heard about Arjuna many times before and from Sri Narada Maharshi and many others, and only Subhadra wanted to marry Arjuna. But Subhadra was also aware that Balaram has been negotiating for this marriage, has given a word to Duryodhana that he will marry Subhadra to Duryodhana, and Subhadra never wanted to marry Duryodhana. This was all there behind the scene. So, whatever it is, at this point, what has happened was that Krishna decided that there should be a big festival at the temple. And a large festival was organized. And he told Balaram also about this important day at the temple. A big festival in the temple, and how important it is that the palace has to go. Everyone should go there and support the festival. Balaram always likes the festival, because in the festival, Balaram gets an opportunity to enjoy very much. So Balaram went there with all his wives, everybody. They all went there. On that particular day, had taken this Varuni heavily. Varuni has gone inside Balaram's, the drink, what Balaram likes so much. The drink from the heavenly planets. From Varuna's planets, as it say, that's why it's called Varuni. And Varuni is much more superior to than what you get in this world. You shouldn't misunderstand that. So Varuni has gone in, and Balaram was completely under the control of Varuni. So when Varuni has started influencing Balaram at that time, Krishna arranged in such a way, told Subhadra to take the chariot and leave the place with Arjuna. And told them that you can go escape from here as quickly as possible. Krishna has told this to Arjuna as well as to Subhadra. Get the chariot in, get out from here. Subhadra was an expert charioteer. Subhadra knows very well. Kshatriya girl, isn't him? So Subhadra started flying the chariot. Arjuna was inside. The sannyasi now is inside now. By now sannyasi clothes all changed. Gone. Arjuna's 1 year was almost coming to an end. So he got into the chariot and told Subhadra, Subhadra, you can now fly the chariot, get out of this place as quickly as possible. But what Balaram has done is, Balaram has told the whole army to protect Dwaraka very strongly. There, it is not easy to escape from Dwaraka like that. There was a lot of security arrangement for Dwaraka. So when they were trying to escape from Dwaraka, all the soldiers came and stopped them. And they found out the princess is running away with someone. And they also realized it was that sannyasi who was going away with her. You can imagine how the whole army must have reacted to that. I leave that to you to guess in your own mind how the reaction will be from the army. They started fighting with Arjuna. Arjuna alone handled the whole army, single-handedly fought, and Subhadra was flying the chariot. They more or less escaped from there. At that point, the commander of the army comes up to them and says to Arjuna that we had instructions. We know that the princess is in the chariot. Because they were respectful, the royal family, isn't it? So they were respectful to Subhadra, but at the same time wanted to tell, be respectful to Arjuna also. Meanwhile, the news arrives in Balaram, who was in the Revada mountains, where he was celebrating with Varuni inside, that the sannyasi has run away with Subhadra. That was enough for Balaram. Balaram got up from there, took that plow in the hand and the pistol in the left hand and started coming. In the Bhagavatam, if you read, you will find there, it was like the ocean coming over with the tides, heavy tides, how it was coming. That is how Balarams were moving. Balaram was moving to find out where this sannyasi is. I'll finish him now. This was the mood, Balaram's mood. Balaram came there. By now they have escaped. And Balaram now became very conscious. He went in, called in for the whole assembly to come together. All of the people were called in. Balaram spoke very heavily in the assembly that you can't trust any of these sannyasis now. Balaram is saying this, that I took it that this sannyasi is learned, I took it that he has traveled, he is highly realized, and I told Krishna all these things. And look at this, what he has done, he said. I'm not going to keep quiet, he said. Balaram said, I'm not going to keep quiet. Get the army together, he said. I'm going to attack them now. And that was the mood of Balaram. Krishna was sitting in the assembly in one corner, not saying one word. He was not saying anything, completely transcendental to everything. He was sitting there. So Balaram, after a while in the meeting, turns around and says to Krishna that Krishna, why don't you say something about it? Why are you quiet? Krishna says, what can I say? What did I tell you from the very beginning? Krishna is enjoying a sweetly says, we made one mistake, isn't it? One mistake is that I told you can't trust these sannyasis, what they are up to. And you have planned everything. I told you from the beginning that don't invite him to the house and don't offer all these facilities. Now see what has happened. Now what can I do? Now you are going to make another big blunder. Balaram says, why? He says, do you know what is going on? Krishna says to Balaram, that you already made one mistake. The result was that Subhadra has escaped with the sannyasi. Now the second thing what will happen now is, you will make this war and go and fight with Arjuna. And naturally Arjuna will get killed from you. There is no doubt about that. Arjuna is going to be killed. What will happen to Subhadra then? She is going to come crying at your feet and going to ask you, what have you done to my husband? And what will you answer to her? Krishna turned the whole table in the opposite way. Arjuna, Balaram couldn't answer anything. Says to Krishna, I think that is the right advice, what you are telling. There is no point in giving trouble to them now. If Subhadra wants to marry him, let him marry. If Arjuna wants to marry her, let him marry her. I'm not going to get involved in this. Balaram was cooled down. Krishna used this to calm him down. And when Balaram was calmed down, he called two soldiers and told them, go in the direction of Indraprastham. Our princess is there driving the chariot with that sannyasi who has escaped from here. Get them, both of them, back here. Balaram says to the soldiers. So do the two horsemen on the horses flew very fast towards Indraprastham. That time, Subhadra is driving the chariot, Arjuna is sitting in the chariot. When they saw these two soldiers coming, immediately Arjuna understood that they are coming from Dwaraka. And immediately Arjuna says to Subhadra, that I think they are coming to get us. Subhadra also looked back and saw, yes, they are from Dwaraka. She also confirmed. So as soon as they got together, the soldiers got near to them, they says to Arjuna and Subhadra very respectfully. So Subhadra, when they saw the princess is in the chariot, so they had to be very respectful. And they said to the Subhadra and Arjuna, that the eldest brother wants to see you both, he said. The soldier said to Subhadra and Arjuna. So Arjuna got a fear immediately. Arjuna says to Subhadra, what shall we do now? Subhadra also says to Arjuna, what shall we do? Both were asking, what shall we do now? So the soldiers were saying that we were told that you should be brought back to the palace and the elder brother is waiting there to see Subhadra. Arjuna thought as immediately of something in his mind at that time. Arjuna says, is the younger brother there? Because Arjuna knew if the younger brother is there, there is be some shelter. Otherwise he knew it is a danger game situation. So they said, yes, when we left, both of them were sitting and talking to each other. That's what the soldiers said. Both elder and the younger brother, they were together and they were talking to each other. He said, Arjuna says to Subhadra, don't worry, everything will be okay. Krishna is there, nothing to worry. They comes back. They came back with the soldiers. When they got back, Balaram was walking back and forth in front of the house, in the palace. It says like that, just like, you know, when the tiger or the lion is in the cage, how he walks back and forth all the time, you have seen in the zoo, how he does it. Exactly like that. He was walking up and down in both directions. He was moving back and forth. So Arjuna is walking, but he's not able to move further, taking a long time to get closer. Subhadra was more frightened behind Arjuna, staying behind for what they have done. And Krishna was standing there in a grave mood. As soon as they got closer, Krishna calls Arjuna and says to Arjuna, Arjuna, go and pay your obeisances first to your brother, he says. Arjuna falls down at Balaram's feet straight away and pays his obeisances. Then he pays his obeisances to Krishna also. Only few days back, Krishna and Balaram were paying obeisances to Arjuna. Now the sannyasi has changed and they have become more respectful than the sannyasi. So sannyasi is now paying obeisances to Krishna and Balaram. Balaram called Subhadra, called Arjuna also, held Subhadra's right hand, held Arjuna's right hand, held it together and said to both of them, live happily from now on, and blessed both of them and given them plenty of wealth after that for both of them. Arjuna at that point was looking at Krishna's face to see. Krishna, as so I didn't know anything about it. That was the mood at that time in Krishna's mood. So this is the interesting pastime of Subhadra Haranam, stealing Subhadra, from how Subhadra was kidnapped by Arjuna. And Krishna, how he had particularly gave Arjuna this opportunity to marry Subhadra. I'll just read those few verses. And in the same chapter, there is another very important pastime of Krishna with the sages. And two personalities, Shrutadeva and Bahulashva. Bahulashva was a very powerful king. was also a great devotee of Krishna. And Shrutadeva was a very poor Brahmana who lived in that kingdom of Bahulashva and who was also a great devotee of Krishna. Both Bahulashva and Shrutadeva has invited Krishna to their palace to come and accept the invitation. Krishna has accepted that invitation from both of them. And Krishna has traveled to them and their meeting with Bahulashva and Shrutadeva, that is all in this chapter. So I'll just read these few verses about Subhadra's marriage and then we'll move on to that pastime. Shri Rajovacha Brahman Vedidum Ichama Swasaram Rama Krishna Yoho Yatho Bayemi Vijayo Yoma Yamavasi Ilpidamahi Shri Shogavajam Arjuna Sitra Atrayam Pariranavanim Prabhu Gada Prabhasamashanon Maduleyim Samalpanam Duryodhanaya Namastam Dasadidhi Nachabare Talipsu Sayadir Bhutva Tridandi Dwaramagadal Tridandi Dwaragamagal Tatra vai varshiyan masa navarsil swartha sadhagaha paurei sabhajido bhishnam ramena janada jasam ekada grihamaniyam adithena nivandritam shraddhayo bhakadam bhakshyam balena bubuje kilam sobashatatra mahadim kanyam iramane oharam prithul phulekshanastasya bhavakshubdham manodhadeyam sabidam chagame vikshanari nam hrayangamam hasandi vridida bangim tanyastakhraye ekshanam tam param samanudhyayam nandaram brepsir arjuna malebhesham brahmachitta kamena adibeliyasam matyam devayat mahatyam devayatrayam radastam durganargaram Jaharanamada Pitro Krishna Sajamaharada Rathastodhan Radaya Shuram Sharundhadomanan Vidravya Kroshanam Swanam Subhagam Rigaradiva Tachatwa Shubidorama Parvani Maharnava Mahidavada Krishna Sukurbil Shanyasham Yadam Prahinol Parivarhani Varavathur Mudabala Mahadhanavaskare Bharatashare Yoshida. That is what Krishna Balaram, how happily he handed over chariots, a lot of wealth, many kinds of gifts, elephants, chariots, everything to Arjuna and Subhadra. Prahinol Parivarhani, Parivarhani, Varavadhur Mudabala, Mahathanavaskare Bhadadashunarayoshidaham, Shri Shugavajam. That is all briefly mentioned about this kidnapping of Subhadra in the Bhagavadam. If you want to know more about the details of Subhadra, kidnapping Subhadra, you have to read Bhavaradam. That is where is much more in detail given. Shri Shuka Uvajam Krishna Syasil Duja Shrestam Shruda Deva Midishruda Krishna Ega Matya Purnartha Shanda Kaviralambadaham. Sudeva Goswami says, Shri Krishna has a devotee by name Shruda Deva and who was very much renounced and detached from this material world and very peaceful. And he was such a Brahmana who had no, such a peaceful person that he had no thoughts about this world at all. Sa uvasavide heshu mithilayam grihashami anihayagada haryam naruvartir anijakriyam. That marriage he married, that Brahmana has married, and in Mithila he lived. He did not endeavor to earn wealth. That is mentioned there. He did not endeavor to earn wealth. Very much similar to our Sudama. And was satisfied with whatever that has come by Prarabdham. He was willing to accept that and being satisfied with that. Yatra matram tu haraher devadu vanamatyuda nadhiyam thavada tushta kriyaschakre yadhochidaham. That only what was necessary, minimum, absolute minimum, necessary to maintain the body, he used that. And whatever that has come, he will accept that. And he executed his grihastha ashramam properly. Tadadadrashtavalonga bahulashamidishuda maithilo nirahammana ubhava pyachuda priyavum. That similarly, like this Brahmana, there was a who belonged to the Janaka Maharaj's palace, another king by name Bahulashva. He was also a devotee of Krishna and lived in Mithila. Both of them were great devotees living in the same palace, in the same place. And Tayo Prasanno Bhagavan Darugena Hudam Radham Aruhya Sakam Munibhir Videha and Prayao Prabhu. That both of them were pleased with Krishna and they wanted to invite Krishna at home and wanted to pay their respects to Krishna. Because they invited, Krishna decided that he should go to both of them. Now, normally you would have expected that Krishna would have gone to Bahalashwa or to Sudadeva first and then to Bahalashwa. No. Krishna decided in this case, I will go to both the places at the same time. Because the intention was that to show us, as far as Krishna is concerned, there is no difference. Wealthy man, poor man, rich man, or an honorary person, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grahastham, Vanaprastham, Sannyasam, man, woman. No. If he is a devotee, that is what Krishna sees, nothing else. Is he a sincere devotee of mine? That is what Krishna looks at, nothing else. That is the qualification. And in this case, both of them were devotees. So Krishna has accepted their invitation. So Krishna decided to go to both the palaces at the same time. What's interesting here is, you will also see something to show that the Supreme Personality of Godhead, He only does something, it has its own beauty. There were, Krishna goes to both the places with all the great sages. There's a list of sages mentioned there. Now, how can Krishna go to one place with all the sages? That means the other place he has to go alone. No, Krishna says, Krishna decided that we should have duplicate of all the sages also. So the names that is mentioned, you can hear. Narado Vamadevo, Atri, Krishno, Ramam, Asito, Aruni, Aham, Brihaspati, Kanno, Maitreyam, Chavanan. These are the sages. Narado Vamadevo, Tri, Krishna, Ram, Asito, Aruni, Aham, Brihaspati, Kanno, Maitreyas, Chavanan, Adaya. That Narada Maharshi, two Vamadevas, two Atris, two Dvaibhayanas, two Parashurams even, two Asidas, two Arunis, and Sukadeva Goswami says two of me as well. One goes with Krishna to Bahalashwa and one goes with to Shudadeva. And two Brihaspatis, two Kanva Maharshis, two Maitreya Maharshis and two Chavanas. And two groups, they were going at the same time to two different places to receive their to accept their invitation. Tatra tatra damayandam paura janabada amrupa upadastyasar gehastya grahai suryamivoditam. That wherever they were going, they were not aware that they were in two. The sages were not aware also that they were be made into two. So one side, Sudeva Goswami was thinking, I am traveling with Krishna to Bahalashwa. The another Sudeva Goswami is thinking, I am traveling with Krishna to Shudadeva's house. Now, when they get there, what's happening? Anartha danna kurijangala kungamalsya panchala jankundi madhugegaya kosalarna anyeja tanmuga saroja udarahasam snigna yakshanam nruva pavaru rishabheru nirnariyaham. Anartham dhanyam kuru jangalam kungam malsyam panchalam kundi madhu kegayam kosalam arnam. All these different places they have to go through. Krishna and the sages are traveling through these two places, all these places. Because to get to Mithila, they had to go through all these places. And the sages got an opportunity to associate with Krishna, very intimately association with. Krishna loves to have the association of the sages as well. Especially you can see the personalities who are mentioned there. Sri Narada Maharshi, Vamadeva, Atri, Dvaibhayanam, Vedavyas, Bhargavaraman, Parashuram, Asita Maharshi, Aruni, and Sudeva Goswami, Brihaspati, Kanva Maharshi, Maitreya Maharshi, Chavana Maharshi, they were all the sages accompanying Krishna to both the places in duplicate. Tebhya, Sovichanavina Shanamisradhya, Kshemam Trilogur, Arthadrisham Jayachin, Shrinvan Digandavalam, Soyesho, Shubhagnam, Gidam Sure, Nabhiraga, Chanagir Videhan. That when people came to receive them, Krishna looked at them in a very merciful manner. And by seeing Krishna, they were all feeling really ecstatic. And Krishna somehow, with all these great associations of great sages, arrived in the palace of Mithila. Te echudam praptamagarnya paura janapada anruva abhi yurmudida astasmai krihi darkhanapanayam. When they heard that Krishna had come, all the people who are living in Mithila at the same time and all the villages, they all came with different articles to worship Krishna and to receive Him. Drishtva damuttama shlogam prithyulphulla annyana ashaya kairdhrudanjali bhirnemo shudapurvam sthadhamunin. That by chanting the whose holy name, one will get rid of all the ignorance from one's mind. When they see that Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna there, all their face became illumined. They felt very ecstatic about it. And they started paying their obeisances, not only to Krishna, but to all the other great sages who had come with Krishna at that time. Swanugrahaya sampraptam manvanautam jagal gurum maithila shruta devascha padayopedadu prabhoho. Then the Supreme Spiritual Master, Krishna, had come to give their mercy to Mithila, Maithila, Shudadeva. That Shudadeva fell down at Krishna's lotus feet. Nyamandrayedam dasharham adityena sahadvijayihi Maithila Shudadevascha yugaval samhadanjali. Mithila's king, Bahulashva, and Shudadeva at the same time stood there paying their respects to Krishna. And Bhagavam Sadavi Pretyadvayo Priyachagirshaya Ubhayoramishalgeham Upabhyam Tadalakshidaham. Because Bahulashva and Shudadeva has invited Krishna at the same time to come to their palaces, Krishna had to take these two different dual roles at the same time. Krishna has expanded himself in that way. In order to please both of them and not to displease any of them, Krishna has decided to take these two different forms. And they did not know that one was going to one direction, other was going to another direction. Krishna has promised to both of them that he has come to accept their invitation. Shrodhamapyasadam durajanaga sogriha agadan anished anideshu asana agreshu sukhasinan mahamanaham pravardhavatyam uddharshakadayasra vilekshanaha Nanatvatangreen Prakshalyatadavo Logavavani Sakudumbo Vahamurdham Pujayanjakram Ishwaran Gandhamalyam Bagaram Bagara Kalpadubadi Varkhago Vrishaihi. That Janaka Maharaj, who is Janaka Maharaj, is mentioned like this, that all the personalities who appeared in Mithila at that time were called as Janaka. So this Bahulashva was also addressed in that way, that they arranged special seats for, in a very royal way, opulent way, Krishna and the sages were welcomed in the palace. And the opulence was so high that the king himself brought all the articles of worship and started washing Krishna's lotus feet, and also the great sages were present there, expecting for their blessings from them. And sandalwood pulp, garlands, special clothes, and lamps and arkhyam, vadyam, everything. And not only that, also brought cows and the bulls also, and started making the offerings to them and worship them very nicely. Vacha madhuraya prinanyahamada arhanarpidan pada vangagado vishnu samsprishan shanageir mudaham. That when they were fed very well after that, by sweet words, the king pleased Krishna and the sages and started massaging Krishna's lotus feet. And in a very nice way, in a very respectful way, the king spoke to them. Rajavajam, Bhavan hi sarvabhudanam alma sakshi sadrik vipo atanastval padam bojam smaradam darshanam gadam. King is saying to Krishna that you are ultimately the consciousness of all the living entities, and you are the supreme witness of all the activities of the living entities, and you have, out of your causeless mercy, has come and accepted our invitation. So vashadradam kartum asmadrgojare o bhavan yadartha iganda vaktalme ananda shreeraja priyaham. That Adishesha Bhagavan, Balaram is your relative, and your wife Mahalakshmi and son Brahma, they are all very dear to you, and but none of them are as dear to you as the devotees, and in order to show that, you have accepted our invitation. Without desiring anything and controlling all the senses, these great sages who have come with you, they are also personalities who are very merciful, and they know your position, that you are a person who offer yourself to the devotees. How will they not worship your lotus feet? That you have appeared in the dynasty of the Yadus with the intention that you want to give all the shelter to the Yadus and protect them from everything, and also showing your compassion that by hearing and chanting your holy names, one can come out of this material existence. Namastubhyam Bhagavate. కృష్ణాయ కుంఠమేధసే నారాయణాయ హృషయే సుశాంతం ఇవ తవయీయుషే. దట్ వాట్ షాల్ వి వాట్ క్యాన్ వి డూ ఫార్ యూ? వి ఆర్ నాట్ ఎట్ ఆల్ కేపబుల్ ఆఫ్ డూయింగ్ ఎనీథింగ్ టు సర్వ్ యూ. But saying this, they started paying their obeisances to Krishna and also to the sages. Dina nikulijal brahman grihano nivasadvijay sameda padarajasa punihidam nimekulam. That along with these great sages, you should stay for a few days in our house. We come from the dynasty of Nimi, the great king Nimi, who appeared in the solar dynasty. So by your presence here, your lotus feet, you should purify us here. ఇత్యుపా మందిరితో రాజ్ఞా భగవాన్ లోక భావన ఉవాస కుర్వన్ కళ్యాణం మిథిలా నరయోషిదాం. సేయింగ్ దిస్ కృష్ణ యాక్చువల్లీ బీయింగ్ ప్రైడ్ బై ది కింగ్ లైక్ దిస్ హీ స్టేడ్ ఫర్ అ ఫ్యూ డేస్ దేర్ ఇన్ ది ప్యాలెస్. శృతదేవోచితం ప్రాప్తం స్వగృహాన్ జనగో యథా నత్వా మునిం ససం హృష్టో ధున్వన్ వాసో ననర్థః. శృతదేవ ఆన్ ది అదర్ హ్యాండ్ వెన్ కృష్ణ అండ్ ద సేజెస్ అరైవ్డ్ ఇన్ హిస్ హౌస్ which was very, he was a very poor brahmana. There was nothing there to offer to Krishna. No place to sit, even properly, even a mat to offer to Krishna. But he was in ecstasy that Krishna had come to my house. That ecstasy was such, and with all these great sages, when they arrived there, Trinapheda prasi shvedani de shubaveshyasa swagadenya abhinanya agrin sabharyo avanije mudam. That what was in the palace of the king, the thrones were offered for Krishna and the sages to sit. And here in the house of this brahmana, Shuddhadeva had darbha grass mats and kusha grass. That was the mats that were available there. So he has offered that Krishna and the sages to sit. Krishna sat there very comfortably. And along with his wife, our brahmana Shuddhadeva has wash the feet of all the sages and Krishna. Tadam vasamaha bhagamatmanam sagriha anvayam snabayan chakramuddharsho labdha sarvamanorathaham. Shrutadeva, after washing the feet and then took that water from the washing Krishna's lotus feet and sprinkled it on everyone, every member in the family, and started feeling ecstasy that having got an opportunity that Krishna has accepted my invitation to come to my house. You can imagine the ecstasy what Shrutadeva was experiencing at that time. Felt that all his life mission is fulfilled. As a poor brahmana and fully engaged in spiritual life, his greatest satisfaction was this, to get an opportunity to serve Krishna in this way. Phalarhano shira shivamurdam bhuver mrudasurabhya tulasi kusham bhujai aradhaya masayadhomamannaya samayreya sattu vivardhanandasaham. That this is the offerings what Shuddhadeva has made to Krishna and to the sages. Satarkayama sakudo mama anyabhul grihandagube padidasya sangama ya sarvadurthaspada padarenu vikrishnena jasyal maniketa bhusurehi. Then Shuddhadeva is saying to Krishna, we are householders. What does that mean? Householders mean stuck in life. That's what Shuddhadeva is saying, that we have already fallen into such a condition that our life is centered around family, nothing else. We have no time to serve you, and this is our situation. But I do not know how I become so fortunate to have this opportunity to serve you like this. Shudeva was expressing his heartfelt happiness from by Krishna accepting that invitation to come to his house. And Subhavishtan Kradadityan Shudadeva Upas Upasthita Sabharya Sajanavatya Uvachangabhimarshanam. After receiving every one of them nicely, Shudadeva and his wives, along with his children, started massaging the lotus feet of Krishna. Shudadeva Uvacham Nadhino Darshanam Prapta Param Paramabhu Rusha Yarhidam Shakti Misrishtva Pravishto Atmasatayam. Then they were glorifying Krishna. Yatha shayana purusho manasayo atmama aya srishtva logam param so atmam anivishyava bhasadem. How Krishna, with the effort of Maya, with the influence of Maya, how Krishna is controlling the whole world and everyone is subjected to the power of Maya. Shunnudam gadanam sashvadarchanam tvabhivandanam trunam samvadanam andarkriti bhasyamalatmanam. That whoever hears about you, Shuddhadeva says, whoever hears about you, glorifies you, and pays their obeisances to you, and worship you, all of them in due course will get purified and you manifest yourself in their heart.
Hridistop adidurasam karma vikshipta jenasam atma shakti viragrahyo apyindyuveda gunal manam.
That although you are situated in everyone's heart, only some people are able to sense that your presence in their heart. Others do not get that opportunity because of their lack of purity. And only by shravanam and kirtanam, by hearing and chanting, that you will get that purity in your heart to see you properly.
Namostu de adhyalpa vidam paralpane analpane swalpa vibhakta mrutyave sakarana karanalingam iyushe swamayaya samrudarudha drishtaye satvam shadi subhadhyanam kim deva karavamahe edadando nrunam klesho yadbhavanakshago charaham.
Then please instruct us and chastise us whichever is way it is necessary so that we are freed from this bondage. And for human species, only when they receive this mercy from you, they will get the relief from their material existence.
Shri Shuga Vajam Sudukkam Ityuvakarnyam Bhagavan Pranadatiha Grihitva Panina Panim Prahasamskaram Vajaham.
When Shuddhadeva spoke like this, and Krishna held Shuddhadeva's hand and spoke, Shri Bhagavan Vaja,
Brahmam Sayanam Grihataya Samprapthan Vidyam Inmanin Sanjarandimaya Logan Punanda Padarenubi.
Krishna says to them that out of the, in seven verses from now, what you find is Krishna's love for the Brahmanas. Krishna says there, these sages have come to give you their mercy. Krishna says, best among the Brahmanas, addressing him like this.
Deva kshetrani tirthani darshana spashana archane shane punandi galyanam tadapyarhatame kshayam.
That all the great holy places and rivers like Ganga, Yamuna, Kaveri and all these rivers, by bathing in them, by seeing them, by worshipping them, in due course they purify a person. But these great sages, by their association for a few minutes, one gets purified. Therefore these brahmanas are greater than even the demigods.
Brahmano jamanashayam sarvesham pranina amiha tapasa vidya tushtya kimuval kalayayudam.
That in this material existence, in the middle of all the living entities, brahmana is definitely superior. Tapasa, austerities, knowledge, peacefulness, in all these qualities brahmana has. And particularly if that brahmana is my devotee more than anything else, there is none superior to him.
Krishna wanted to establish a brahmana as a devotee. How glorious his position is.
Na brahmana meda idam rupa meda chaturbhujam rupa meda chaturbhujam sarva vedamayo vipra sarva devamayo hyaham.
That sarva vedamayo vipra sarva devamayo hyaham.
That brahmana is a manifestation of all the Vedas, sagala veda swarupam, and he is also represents all the demigods in this world.
Drishpratnya abhiditva itvam avajanandesu eva gurumam vipravalpanam archada vijadrashtayam.
That evil minded people who sees Krishna in the deity alone and not realizing the position of the brahmanas offends them and insults them without understanding their position.
Charajanamidam vishwam bhavaye jasya hedava madrubani nijedasya thate vipro madikshayam.
How did brahmana get to this position? That the main reason for that is that he is always seeing me in every living entity. That is the brahmana's vision. Because he is seeing like this, he is always very very dear to me and I am dear to them.
Tasmal brahmakrishineda brahman machadaya archaya evam jayadachido smegdha nanyadha bhuri bhudivim.
Therefore, O great sages, saying to them that please worship me and worship them with the greatest care. And in other words, Krishna was also instructing there to those who are present there that Krishna always expect them to worship the devotees also in a similar way. And
Shri Shogavaja Sayyitam Prabhunanishta Sahakrishnan Dijotaman Aryadhyay Atmibhavena Maitilas Chapasalgadim.
Krishna spoke to both of them like this. He gave instructions to the king in Mithila and also to the Brahmana.
and both of them went back to the spiritual world. Evam subhaktaya rajan bhagavan bhakta bhaktiman ushitvadisha sanmargam punar dwaramadi magal. That in this way, my dear king, that Krishna has instructed his devotees that how one should follow the Vedic philosophy. And many days he stayed there and in returned back to Dwaraka. So with that pastime, when Parikshit Maharaj heard that all these things what Sukadeva Goswami has experienced, Parikshit asked Sukadeva Goswami, out of those two Sukadeva Goswamis who has gone to Bahulashwa's palace and to Shukadeva's house, which one of those Sukadeva Goswami is talking to me? And answer to that, Sukadeva Goswami says, I do not know. That was the answer from Sukadeva Goswami. So from all these pastimes of Krishna, we must understand that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Things what we cannot imagine in our tiny brain or tiny mind, what we cannot understand, that is what is in Krishna's pastimes. That is why Krishna is called Yogeshwara. That yogi power Krishna has manifested in all these household life and in different pastimes is only to make us aware that the position of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And so long as that consciousness is in us, in our mind, and not to see Krishna as an ordinary person, and not to speak in a way or to minimize the position of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then we can say we have understood Srimad Bhagavatam. Because that is the goal of all these things, to get this understanding from this, that who can perform such pastimes, what Krishna has done. Even at this very end of the 10th canto, Sudeva Goswami is still repeating the same message to us. Please try to understand who Krishna is. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.